Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
CareNet Pregnancy Center, a faith-based medical facility in Shasta County, will hold their annual 5K fun run and walk at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay on Saturday, April 18th. The Knights of Columbus will provide a pancake breakfast. CareNet receives no government funds. They're completely supported by listeners like you. For more information or to register, visit carenetreading.org. Life. It's worth running for.
City is the dotted line that you see across the middle of the screen. Okay, if there are no protective measures and everybody gets this thing early, right? We're all out in big crowds. We're going to NCAA basketball games. This thing is spreading quickly. Then what you see is all of the cases grouped very early on, right? Time since first case, everybody's getting grouped very early. Okay, and over time, if you get put protective measures in place, people are getting it. People are still getting it, right? You're still getting it. But instead of you getting it in April, you're getting it in September. What's important about that is that if you are acting below that dotted line, then yes, there will be a bed for you at the hospital. Even if you need a ventilator, even if you need a respirator, that stuff is available to you. If, however, there is a glut in the system, this is what's happening in Italy. This is why Italy is a disaster area. If there's a glut in the system and there just aren't enough beds, you end up in worst-case scenario. And worst-case scenario is a lot of people who are diagnosed and they are above the healthcare system capacity. And that's when you have to start doing, as Ezekiel Emanuel, the founder of Obamacare and now Obama-Biden advisor, that's where you get healthcare rationing, right? That is worst-case scenario. That is the government, that is the hospitals deciding who deserves care and who does not. Right, how you prioritize those people. Ezekiel Emanuel had a very scary column in today's New York Times talking specifically about the necessity for rationing if it comes to that and how exactly we think about those things. And that, of course, is stuff that nobody wants to think about, right? The stuff about are you prioritizing medical personnel, right? A doctor gets it. Does that person get higher priority than a publicist? You're prioritizing based on age, based on health and life expectancy. Do you prioritize the 30-year-old over the 80-year-old? Do you prioritize based on the amount of health care needed? Right, because if you have one person who's going to suck up a lot of resources and live versus five people who are going to suck up fewer resources and live, do you pick the five over the one? Right, you get into basic lifeboat ethics, and that's where you don't want to be. So it is very good that as a country, and let's just be real about this. This is not because of the federal government. It's not. It's because people across the country suddenly started taking very – and private industry started taking very seriously the threat of coronavirus. Okay, Disneyland shut down. You've seen the NCAA shut down, the NBA shut down. I know in my own community, our schools, our kids' schools, shut down starting on Monday. Right? All the schools are going to be shut down. Okay? The synagogues are shut down, are shutting down all across. I mean, to understand how crazy this is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. You've never seen anything like it in your lifetime unless you remember 1918. In order for you to understand how crazy this is, understand that in Judaism, it is a religious obligation. Like it is a full-on mitzvah for you to go to synagogue and pray on Saturday with a minyan. In Israel for a couple of weeks now, they've already had measures in place that say don't go to synagogue, right? Stay home. We'll figure out a different way for you to fulfill the obligation. Even if you can't fulfill the obligation, there is too much of a threat for you to go to synagogue. Local synagogues in my area, in Los Angeles, are shutting their doors and saying, okay, we are not even going to hold services. Okay, we know that in Italy, they've shut down mass, which, of course, is the same thing. They're shutting down religious services. The Mormon Church, right, the Church of Latter-day Saints, they shut down all of their communal services. This is all good. Okay, this is all smart. This is what the American people should be doing. And maybe we'll look, best case scenario, we look back on all of this and we say, well, you know what, we did too much, right? We didn't actually need to do all of that. That is best case scenario. But if we actually want to get this thing under control, if we want to bend that curve below the healthcare capacity, it is imperative that people exercise discretion. It is imperative that people continue to do things like washing their hands. It is imperative they avoid large public gatherings. If you are going to be out in public, you got to have a certain amount of distance from other people. Right? This is all changing our way of life. And it cuts directly against, it really does. It cuts directly against what we as human beings tend to do in times of crisis. Right? When you're in a crisis, when there's a real danger, human beings tend to flock to the herd, right? I mean, that's just natural human thing. You want human company. You want to be around other people. Right? You want to feel safe because you feel safer in the herd, right? We are a social creature. Humans are social animals. And now we're being told, okay, time of danger, isolate. Okay, that is directly contrary to everything that we are used to. That's why, you know, frankly, thank God for the internet. Thank God for the fact that we can communicate as easily as we can in the modern world, that we can FaceTime with friends and family. It's not a substitute, obviously, for being in the same room with somebody or hugging a friend or shaking hands with somebody. Right? Those going away, the dodo bird, it's actually quite tragic because these are ways that we communicate with each other, natural human ways that we communicate with each other. With that said, we here at Daily Wire, we're going to make it a point to try and reach out to you more. We're going to try and make it a point so that you don't feel alone. We don't feel alone. We're all in this together. We really are. And again, there is an end point here. Even people who are really pessimistic about this kind of stuff, like Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, even he is saying, we're not looking at a forever change here. We are looking at a couple month change, and then there are going to be some permanent changes to our way of life. Like, you know, things may change as far as how movie theaters are seated. And things may change as far as how you go to a ball game. But the fact is that this is a temporary thing. A vaccine will be developed. We will get through this. We are going to bring all resources to bear. And if we're smart about it, then we will have bent the curve so that fewer people die, particularly older and sicker people and people with pre-existing conditions, because those are the people who are uniquely vulnerable. Okay, I'm going to get to more of this in a second because information first and politics second, okay? I'm really tired. Frankly, I do a political show. I'm sick and tired of everything being political. This is not a time for politics. If you are sitting around and your first thought is, how does this affect Trump? Does this mean he's going to get reelected or not reelected? If you're sitting there on the left and you're cheering because you think, okay, well, this means that Biden's going to be president. Or if you're on the right going, fulminating because focus on the virus is hurting President Trump. You're doing being human wrong. Okay, that is a secondary priority at this point. The only thing that matters is saving lives. And frankly, I hope that even our politicians know this. I have my doubts, as we'll get to in a second. But I think that most human beings deep down know that this is a time when we need to put the politics aside and really focus on what exactly is going to save lives. Okay, we're going to get into more of that in just 1 second. First, a word from our sponsor.
For 40 years, Delta Rescue has given dedication and everlasting love to animals. And its founder, Leo Grillo, left Hollywood to devote his life to saving animals abandoned in the wilderness. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. And by being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for thousands of dogs, cats, and horses. Please join me in supporting my friend Leo and Delta Rescue. Only your life-saving gift is what allows Delta to fulfill its mission to save these animals. And these animals need your help. For information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit deltarescue.org/grace and request my free estate planning package and learn about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well on into the future. Go to deltarescue.org/grace and you will also learn how to get a free copy of my brand new book, Grace Canceled. That's deltarescue.org/grace. DeltaRescue.org/grace.
Okay, so how bad is this thing going to get? Well, nobody knows is the answer because we don't actually know the transmission rate. We know it's easier to transmit than the flu, apparently. We also know it's more deadly than the flu. According to Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease, according to Fauci, this thing is at least 10 times as deadly as the flu. We don't actually know the rates because in some areas it's a lot lower than in other areas. We don't know because we don't know what the public health response is going to be. We don't know how much of this is due to lack of proper medical staffing and how much of this is due to the actual deadliness of the disease itself. With that said, it is obviously very risky, and there have been a wide variety of sort of articles put out there about how bad this thing could get. The New York Times has put together a model, Nicholas Kristof and Stuart Thompson writing, what's at stake in this coronavirus pandemic? How many Americans could become infected? How many might actually die? The answers depend on the actions we take and, crucially, on when we take them. Working with infectious disease epidemiologists, we developed an interactive tool that lets you see what may lie ahead in the United States, how much of a difference it could make if officials act quickly. The figures are for America. The lessons are broadly applicable to any country. Okay, so they have a bunch of different scenarios here as far as what exactly could happen. So they say if we stayed on current track, then the model predicts that roughly a third of Americans, more than 100 million people, could become infected, including more than 9 million people at one time. Right? As we take no protective measures, basically. That's if we just kind of leave everything as it is. We don't build up capacity. We don't stay home. We don't cancel events. That, of course, is not what's happening. Right? We're already moving along the South Korean tack, which is lock it down. Lock everything down. Stay home, right? Which is the smart thing to do. In this particular scenario, up to 1 million people could die in the United States, which, of course, would be just an unbelievable trauma to the United States. That would be if no action was taken and if the peak of the infections happened in mid-July. That also assumes that presumably the summer would not really curtail the spread of the virus, which is sort of doubtful. Okay, interventions early on matter an awful lot. If there are additional interventions, like ending public gatherings, closing workplaces and schools, mass testing, fortifying hospitals, if those additional interventions were to begin sometime in May, which, I mean, frankly, I think that it seems like we've snapped into place pretty quickly here. I mean, it's really early March. If that happens, then you could see 4.5 million infections at the peak and 475,000 total deaths. Now, to put that in perspective, that would be like 10 times the number of people who die from the flu every year. So that would still be a massive trauma. If it's even earlier, then obviously the numbers go down. If the interventions begin 1 month later, like in the middle of July, the number of infections climbs by more than 2 million. You get 2/3 of 1 million deaths. So moving as quickly as humanly possible would be the best possible scenario. They're sort of suggesting that the best possible scenario, let's say that we put into action these interventions like right now. According to the Times model, you'd get 3 million infections at the peak, and you get about 320,000 total deaths. It's like their best case scenario. Okay, so maybe they're wrong. Maybe that thing wanes in the summer. But aggressiveness matters, right? If you aggressively act, if you get very aggressive, like everything shuts down, then this starts to look more like a seasonal flu. If you act right now, let's say best case scenario, you act right now, everything shuts down, the schools shut, we stop going to ball games, we stop going to if we go to restaurants, we stay far away from one another, we clean our areas. If you go to the gym, you wipe down all your equipment, you start doing a lot more things at home. Basically, you revert to sort of a cabin mentality. You're in here with your family. You go on hikes, right? Like that's sort of what your life becomes. A lot of homeschooling, less communal gathering. If you do that, then according to this New York Times model, you get 513,000 infections at peak and 51,000 total deaths. And then it starts to look much more like a seasonal flu. As the New York Times points out, what matters is not only the total number of infections, but also how many occur at once. Overloaded hospitals and shortages of ventilators in ICUs would result in people dying unnecessarily from coronavirus, as well as from heart attacks and other ailments. Successful interventions are crucial. They flatten the curve. We're much better off if the 100 million infections occur over 18 months rather than over 18 weeks. Right? If you look at the same number of ICU cases as before, but modeled at a much slower rate, to finish beneath the 95,000 available ICU beds in the country, then the number of deaths is a lot lower. So it is really important that people take aggressive actions right now not to get in group scenarios. This is according to the scientists, okay? So I'm just citing the scientists here. This is not alarmism. This is not politically oriented anyway. Be smart. Don't go to big parties. Postpone your parties, okay? If you're going to have a wedding, you might think about postponing the wedding until post-July. Right, see where things are at in a couple of months. If you're talking about major gatherings, you might talk about postponing those major gatherings. If you're talking about a birthday party, you might think about saying, okay, you know what, next year we're going to go twice as big on the birthday party as opposed to getting together this year. But with that said, this will alleviate. The one area of American life where things will continue to be produced is in the grocery and pharmacy section. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. The government is going to take some aggressive actions in terms of shoring up the financial infrastructure. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, talking about erectile dysfunction, that's not easy. Usually we just brush it off altogether or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, we use euphemisms, long day at work, sorry honey, just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about all this stuff with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It is simple, safe, totally discreet. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is really simple. You just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle. Now there is Roman. Complete an online visit today. Connect with the doctor. Get it taken care of. Just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Shapiro for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/Shapiro. That's GetRoman.com/Shapiro. When you got a medical problem, just go look for a medical solution. Get it solved. GetRoman.com/Shapiro helps you solve a big problem in your life. So what exactly are you waiting for? GetRoman.com/Shapiro. Coming up, more on coronavirus and what the probable courses here are going to be. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, take 10 minutes and call Coast One Tax Group. it could save you 93% or more. Coast One Tax Group helps people all across America save big amounts of money. David from California saved $48,000 on back taxes. James and Lisa from Dallas saved $102,000. Call Coast One Tax Group now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast One Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So we're bringing you the latest information on coronavirus. Okay, so what exactly are the measures that have been taken in different countries around the world? Now, the measures vary widely. If you look at the outbreak levels and the death levels in various countries, the New York Times, their maps on this are actually quite good. The New York Times has some outbreak maps showing exactly how many people have been diagnosed in particular areas of the world. The United States currently has over 1,600 diagnoses, but we have a tremendous lack of testing. Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, basically announced that maybe there's a 1% infection rate in the state of Ohio already, which would mean presumably 100,000 infections. China, which has been lying about its numbers for a long time, they said there are 81,000 cases in China. South Korea says 7,800. Japan has 1,300. Most of those are from the Diamond Princess cruise. Iran has over 10,000. Italy has over 15,000. Spain has 3,800. France has 2,800. Germany has 3,000. These numbers are not that big on a raw scale. What people are afraid of course, is the exponential growth. As I mentioned yesterday, human beings do not have a great capacity to understand exponential growth. We understand arithmetic growth, right? Yesterday there was one, tomorrow there will be two, the day after there will be three. Right? We understand arithmetic growth, the straight line growth. What we don't understand is the curve, right? We don't because the curve looks like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and suddenly every doubling becomes enormous, right? Suddenly you're talking about doubling from 10,000 cases to 20,000 cases in the same period of time it took to double from 1 to 2. Okay, so right now what we are looking at in Italy is 15,000 cases and 1,000 deaths. It's a very high death rate. Again, that is because of strains on the healthcare system over there. But if you look in places like South Korea, those rates are significantly, significantly lower. Okay, so what exactly is happening in these various countries that have done a successful job trying to shut this thing down? According to the New York Times, the various scenarios that have been used make a big difference. Benjamin Cowling and Wei-Wen Lim, Cowling's an epidemiologist. Lim is a graduate student in epidemiology. They write about Singapore, Taiwan, and Hong Kong, talking about how they brought the outbreaks under control. They say in late January, after a sluggish and problematic initial response, the government of mainland China put in place unprecedented containment and social distancing measures. It locked down major cities, noticeably Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, and imposed various travel restrictions throughout the country. There's a piece in the New York Times that ridiculously suggests that China bought us time. China is the reason this is a problem in the first place. It's because it's a poor, decrepit country that runs top down in a fashion where they silence people who are trying to bring information to the general public, imprisons them, shuts them down. And then the country is so poor overall that people are literally eating pangolins because they have nothing else to eat with these crap exotic meat markets. You've got a communist dictatorship that is unable to even shut down the meat markets that have been responsible for SARS, MERS, and now this one. I mean, seriously, I don't want to hear China getting credit for its literacy programs from Bernie. Okay, this is not – China is at fault for this. China in the international trade sphere is going to be held responsible for this. People are not going to create factories in China at the rate they once did. There will be a diversification economically away from China in response to the fact that China has now been the source of several of these pandemics. It's what a disaster area. But Chinese response was a complete lockdown. The testing capacity of laboratories was rapidly expanded to relieve pressure on hospitals. Patients with milder symptoms were placed in temporary isolation facilities set up in gyms and event halls. New hospitals were constructed. People who had come into contact with anyone infected were sent to designated facilities, typically converted hotels or hostels, for prophylactic quarantine. Home quarantine was advised only for those at slight risk of infection. Initially, all residents of Wuhan basically were required to stay home. Schools and workplaces were closed well after the end of the Lunar New Year festival. The scale was extraordinary, but it seems to have worked to contain the spread of COVID-19 in China. The number of new cases reported every day is a lot lower than it was before. But instead of looking at China, which is obviously a repressive authoritarian country, we should instead look at some less authoritarian and repressive countries, places like Singapore, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. Coming up, we're going to talk about what other countries have done to lock down coronavirus, and then we'll see how much of that is applicable to the United States. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I think it was now 30 states in our country, 30 states or more were linked actually to cases of Europe. Europe is the new China, and that's why the president made those statements.
Okay, so the media obviously are ripping on Trump for the European travel ban, but everybody acknowledges that a travel ban, shutting down travel for the moment internationally at the very least, is probably a good idea. These columnists, including an epidemiologist for the New York Times, continue. The other measures taken by Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore specifically prevent possible transmission between known cases and the local population, which is quarantines. And finally, generally suppress silent transmission in the community by reducing contact between individuals, self-isolation, social distancing, heightened hygiene. Each of these countries has a different approach. Singapore could take aggressive measures to block the arrival of infection from China, and they did. The Singapore authorities also undertook especially intensive efforts to trace the contacts of people known to be infected. We already have community infection in the United States, so we're sort of past that at this point. But Singapore has implemented all sorts of recommended personal hygiene habits, using a tissue when you cough or you sneeze, using designated serving spoons during group meals, using trays when you eat or drink to limit contamination in case of spills, keeping public toilets clean and dry, regular hand washing. Taiwan took a slightly different tack. As soon as early January, Taiwanese medical authorities would board incoming flights from Wuhan and inspect and screen travelers on the plane. Taiwan has also taken a rather mixed approach in its efforts to reduce transmission within the community. Home quarantine has been the predominant method of isolation, even when state facilities were in fact available, and they've been ensuring strict penalties against anyone who breaks an isolation order, including fines of up to $30,000 if you're ordered to stay home and then you do not. Also, religious institutions suspended services. Organizers of mass events were encouraged to defer or cancel those events. Hong Kong had a different approach. Their approach, again, involved screening people who were coming in from China. And they also recommended that anybody who arrived from elsewhere was forced to undergo a mandatory 14-day period of quarantine. So all of these measures are things that, most of these measures are things that we in the United States can do. Now, the big question is how widespread this is in the United States right now. And the big shortfall of the federal government thus far has been the lack of testing kits available. Those testing kits are mainly going to be produced, as I've said before, by private industry. So while a lot of people are talking about the evils of private industry, Medicare for all and all the rest of this, the fact is that it is private industry that's going to be picking up the slack here. It is private companies, private testing companies that have picked up the slack. In fact, there's new tests that are being brought out, as in like right now, that are going to allow 24-hour turnaround The FDA is allowing the emergency use of a novel coronavirus testing system designed by Roche Molecular Systems, according to CNN. Within 24 hours of receiving the application, the first commercially distributed diagnostic test to receive an emergency use authorization during the COVID-19 outbreak, demonstrating once again that when you cut through bureaucratic red tape, it is usually a good idea. And remember that just a couple of days ago, the New York Times was reporting that people were ready to do these tests in January in Seattle, and the CDC and FDA shut them down because of the bureaucratic idiocy of all of this. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, again, being taken out of context, he pointed out that the testing regimen put out there has been failing because we just don't have enough test kits. People shorthanded this to say that the government response is failing. That is not what he said. Listen to the full clip of Dr. Fauci.
System is not really geared to what we need right now, what you are asking for. That is a failing.
It is a failing.
I mean, let's admit it. The fact is, the way the system was set up is that the public health component that Dr. Redfield was talking about was a system where you put it out there in the public and a physician asks for it and you get it. The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. Do I think we should be? Yes, but we're not.
Okay, he didn't say the entire system is failing. He said this is a failing. It is a failing. The media covered this as though Fauci said the entire system was failing, and the media spun this out of control to suggest that this, of course, is President Trump's fault. And this is where the politics of this thing comes in. We all know what we have to do. Okay, this is no longer a giant mystery. We know what we have to do. We know we got to wash our hands. We know we got to stay home as much as possible. We know we've got to avoid populated areas. We know that if we're going to order from a restaurant, order delivery, or order out, we know what to do. Right? This is no longer a broad-based mystery. This is no longer a question of what to do. The only question is what measures Congress can take to shore up the economy in the short term, which presumably would include a payroll tax holiday. It might include American Enterprise Institute's recommended cash payments to people who literally cannot make their bills, at least in the temporary and short term. It would include maybe the government allowing paid sick leave, but the government allowing it and it being sunsetted so that it's not a permanent program. Like Nancy Pelosi literally wanted to implement in these bills. She wanted a permanent paid sick leave that would include paid sick leave for like spousal abuse or something, right? Which has nothing to do whatsoever with coronavirus. Like at this point, put the partisan bullcrap aside, guys. Seriously, we don't need the partisan bullcrap. What we need is specifically directed responses to specific people who are going to be harmed by this. And we need to make sure that our credit systems don't fail. The federal government is standing in the breach when it comes to that sort of stuff. And again, for all of those who are saying, well, aren't you a libertarian? Yes, I'm a libertarian. And libertarians understand externalities when the entire system is at risk. In a time of war, there are no libertarians when it comes to should there be an army or not. Libertarians are not anti-military when you're under attack. And when a major virus is threatening externalities, I don't know a single libertarian who is suggesting that the government has no role to play in the presence of a pandemic. Okay, we'll get to more of this in just one second, and we'll get to the inevitable politicization of a time when things really should not be politicized. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about something dark. We're already in a bad mood over coronavirus, but why not insure yourself against the possibility of future harm? The best way to do this is to head on over to PolicyGenius.com. And it's not just life insurance. They also do home insurance. Or you need a home insurance program, but maybe you're paying too much. PolicyGenius.com will have you answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property. And then PolicyGenius will compare your policy against options from top insurers and make sure you're getting the right home insurance coverage at the best possible price. They've saved their customers an average of $690 per year doing just that. If PolicyGenius finds you a better rate than what you're currently paying, they'll do all the work to get you switched over. If you have a car, the only thing you do know is it won't last forever. PolicyGenius will compare your home and auto policies across different insurers, even mix and match it for you, to find you savings. So even though humans have a lot to learn about the future, do not be discouraged. Protect the things you've worked hard for. Get home insurance with PolicyGenius and go get disability, auto, life insurance as well. In just a few minutes, you can find your best prices and apply at PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius, because we're always going to get the future wrong, but the actuaries know better. Go check out PolicyGenius.com right now. PolicyGenius.com. Okay, so we all basically know what we need to do here. That's not stopping Congress from fighting over all of this, basically because Democrats insist on shoveling a bunch of crap into every crisis bill. You remember they did this after Hurricane Maria. You remember that they've been doing this for every crisis. Every crisis is an excuse for the government to spend endless amounts of money. Well, I'm not in favor of spending useless amounts of money. We should spend the money we need to spend. Meaning right now we have an unforeseen black swan event. That means there are going to be a lot of people who are off from work. There, it means there are going to be a lot of people. We want to encourage people who are sick to stay home. So the idea of a mandatory paid sick leave is not a bad one. We don't want people spreading right. This is the pure externality situation. You have a disease. You can't afford not to go to work. But if you stay home from work, you're not going to get paid. The idea of the government stepping into the breach there is not a bad one. We have to encourage people to stay home. It makes sense to have a payroll tax holiday so that companies have more money to spend on their employees. Like, listen, we have a lot of employees here. You think that we want to not pay our employees? Of course we want to pay our employees. I don't know a single business owner who doesn't pay their employees. I told you that my kid's school got shut down. Oh, well, we have a nanny, right, because my wife is indeed a doctor. And that means that the nanny has a child, too, and her kid's school is shut down. We already told her, like, spend whatever time you need at home. We're going to continue paying you, right? That is the ideal, is that everybody who's employing other people wants to continue employing other people. Whatever facilitates that is going to be good, especially because when we come out the other end of this, whenever that is, in June, July, when we come out the other end of this, there will be a fairly solid recovery, and it should be fairly fast, because the fact is that this is not an underlying threat to the global economic system. It's a threat to supply lines. It's going to require some replacement of factories. But it's not because the United States has serious underlying economic problems. It's because when nobody is allowed to go out, it turns out that spending goes way down, investing goes way down. Why would you invest in businesses? Also, tip for people who are in the stock market, unless you have to liquidate like right now because you just don't have the cash flow, leave your money in the stock market. Do not sell into a falling market. You want to talk about wealth redistribution? If you're a person who's middle class, middle upper class, and you don't have to access that 401k, but you think that the market's going to drop further, so you drop it right now, don't do it. All you're doing is giving opportunities for younger people who have disposable income the opportunity to go out and buy all of that stock and then get rich on the other end. Okay, down markets are where rich people get really rich, is the reality of the situation. Don't be a sucker. In other words, leave your money in the market. Do not pull your money out of the market. Again, I'm not telling you which stocks to buy because I'm not qualified to do that. I'm just telling you, why would you possibly sell a depreciating asset when you know it's going to appreciate again in fairly short order? And meanwhile, again, Congress continues to argue over what to do about all of this. The legislation that Pelosi is proposing includes enhanced unemployment benefits, which, again, depending on, I mean, we're going to need cash transfers to people who don't have a job right now, free virus testing, aid for food assistance programs, and federal funds for Medicaid. Okay, so all this sounds fairly good on the surface. The question, the devil's always in the details. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi was attempting to put in funding that was not subject to the Hyde Amendment, so the funding could eventually be used for abortion. She's also attempting to make all of these programs permanent, which is not the goal here. It's an emergency funding measure. It is not a measure that is designed for permanent places in American life. Now, this is not a situation in which we should all be thinking, never let a good crisis go to waste. That's not what we should be thinking here. The package includes 14 days of paid sick leave, as well as tax credits to help small and medium businesses fulfill that mandate. Pelosi says she wants another package that will take further effective action that protects the health, economic security, and well-being of the American people. We will see exactly what this stuff means, because Congress is always going to say that. The question is, how much of that is legit, and how much of that is not really legit? So once we see more details on the bill, then we can tell you basically where we stand on what the government is doing and whether it is a good idea for us to be spending this sort of cash. Peter Suderman has a piece over at Reason.com talking about the sort of stimulus that all of these Congress people are calling for. He's very critical. He says the proposal, as explained by the Trump administration, would eliminate the collection of individual and employer payroll taxes, which fund Social Security and Medicare. The idea is to stimulate the economy by giving workers bigger paychecks. They suggest that this plan could result in a lot of lost revenue. That's true. But it's likely to fail on a lot of levels, because not only would it push the already high federal budget deficit to unprecedented levels, it would also offer little help to those who need it most. It wouldn't address the underlying crisis or anything like that. Also, right now, we have a bit of a debt crunch, because who wants to buy debt in a time when, again, the economy is sinking? So we do have to be specific and careful about how we spend our money. We can't just start blowing wads of cash and assume that the cash is going to be there on the other end. A little more on that in a moment.
Look who's cheap now. You are. And millions more just like you with CheapoAir.com. Because when you spend less booking your flight, you're free to do more, see more, live more, and save more. So you can start planning your next adventure. Just download, click, or call to save on flights, hotels, car rentals, and more. Go ahead. Be cheap. CheapoAir.com. Go online or call 866-GO-CHEAP. 866-GO-CHEAP.
CheapoAir.com.
Go ahead. Be cheap.
Coming up, Joe Biden made a speech about coronavirus that was really a partisan hack job against President Trump. Now's not the time for this sort of thing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are your tax problems keeping you up at night? Hi, Tax Owl here from the Coast One Tax Group.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Or book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So yesterday, Joe Biden made a much ballyhooed speech ripping into President Trump. So Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday. Now, imagine for one second, just one single solitary second, that a Democrat were president. And let's assume that the response were fairly similar, because the fact is the response would be fairly similar. Okay, Democrats don't have a magic wand to suddenly make testing kits available across the country any more than President Trump does. Fauci would probably still be the head of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. The same people who are currently staffing would probably be staffing. The same problems that exist would probably exist. And all the critiques would be coming from the right. Now imagine that it were a presidential race. And let's imagine it was Barack Obama and Mitt Romney again or something. Or better, let's imagine that it were Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Right? It was 2016 all over again. And Barack Obama were president. And Donald Trump went on the stump. And then he gave a big speech about how the administration was completely botching the response to coronavirus in the middle of what is indeed a public panic. Right? In the middle of that, went out there and exacerbated all of the doubts that people had about authority, all of the doubts that people had about the government, all the doubts that people had about the measures that are being taken place and the sufficiency thereof. Do you think the media for a single solitary second would sit there and echo the complaints? Or do you think they would say, what are you doing? It's a time for us to come together. It's a time for us to all bring each other together and recognize, I mean, the election isn't tomorrow. The election is 8 months from now. It's a time for all of us to figure out what we can do best to bring the country together right now, instead of sniping from the upper tier. But Joe Biden did a speech yesterday, widely praised by the media, in which he basically echoed most of the things that Trump is already doing. He just added a bunch of snark. So he suggested, go out and wash your hands. Yeah, Trump has said that before. He suggested social isolation. Yeah, we've talked about this. He suggested testing kits. and availability of testing kits. You think that Trump isn't working on that? Of course he's working on that. But the media were just over the moon about this. And this is why I say partisan politics is a hell of a drug. So here is Joe Biden yesterday. And again, basically his entire speech was making snide remarks about Trump's insufficiency in this crisis. People are going to make their decision based on the actions of the Trump administration. Believe me, Trump's getting hit for having downplayed this thing in the early days. The Trump administration is taking it on the chin from people who think that the administration basically wasted a month in not ramping up development and testing. But with that said, is it a good look for the opposite political party in a time of what? I mean, listen, this is the most shocking public crisis that I have seen in my entire life. Okay, and I was alive for 9/11. I was a near adult for, I was in 2001, I was 17 years old. So I remember 9/11 fairly well. The public response to this dwarfs 9/11, dwarfs it. Okay, my parents have never seen anything like this. My parents are 65. So, like, this is a major moment when the country really needs to come together and we all need to rely on each other. And we need to say, listen, there have been failures in the past, but we need to give the government time to do what it needs to do. We all know what needs to be done. Okay, the recriminations can happen later. Believe me, they will. If you think that Joe Biden isn't going to cut a bevy of ads in September of Donald Trump talking about how 15 people are sick and it's going to go down to zero, or Donald Trump talking about how he takes how this thing is going to be fine and the market's going to be fine. If you think Biden isn't going to cut those ads, you're wrong. He is going to cut those ads. But now is not the time for that bullcrap. Right now is the time when you say, okay, we need whatever you think of President Trump, whatever you think of the administration, now is the time when we all have to be together. We're all working together to get this right. That's not what Joe Biden did yesterday. Instead, Biden decided that it was a perfect time to snipe. So here was Biden yesterday to the cheers of the media.
Being overly dismissive or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease. But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
Okay, it is not xenophobia to point out this is a foreign virus. That is not xenophobia. It is a foreign virus. And again, playing defense for the Chinese government is a hell of a thing. I mean, really, the Chinese government is responsible for the spread. You don't want to call it the Chinese virus? Call it the communist virus. Fine, do it that way. Because the fact is that they were literally threatening to imprison people who talked openly about Wuhan virus back in December and January. And so all of the late-breaking, well, you know, now it's European. Yeah, now it's European. So what? Ebola didn't just stay in Africa, but it was still called Ebola. Like, the idea that this is all about Trump's xenophobia, like, really, is this what we need right now? This is the public the debate we need right now? Not the encouragement of everybody to take the proper measures. Not the encouragement to help out the private companies that you know need help and help out private people. Not any of that. Really, we're going to go on the xenophobia bender right now. We're going to go on the social justice warrior bender in the middle of a pandemic. Okay, and it didn't stop there. Joe Biden, again, he was just using this as an opportunity to bash Trump, again, based on nothing. Okay, Dr. Anthony Fauci knows a lot more about epidemiology than Joe Biden. He knows a lot more than I do, which is why I take his word over Trump's. I take his word over Biden's. I take his word over mine. He says that the European travel ban is a good idea. Here's Joe Biden saying it's a bad idea.
And it will not stop. Banning all travel from Europe or any other part of the world may slow it, but as we've seen, it will not stop it. And travel restrictions based on favoritism and politics rather than risk will be counterproductive.
Okay, Biden continued along these lines. And again, it was just him ripping into Trump. I have a question. How does that help? Is he the head of a shadow government I don't know about? The answer, of course, is no. As the head of the Democratic Party, right? And he is. He's now the titular head of the Democratic Party. He's the Democratic nominee de facto. Joe Biden should be saying, listen, there will be plenty of time for me to analyze President Trump's response to this later. Right now is the time for us to come together. Here's the stuff that we should be doing. Like, that would be a graceful move. And Biden is supposed to be the graceful candidate, right? It's Trump who's violated all norms and of politics and etiquette. It's not Biden who's done that, supposedly. But here's Biden violating every rule of politics. I mean, this is when you don't have to have a rally around the Trump effect. You don't. Because whatever you think of Trump, you already think of Trump. But you have to have at least a let's come together effect. You didn't get that from Joe Biden last night when he was busy yelling at the president. Here he was talking about how the president's incapacity for dealing with this is the reason he should be president. Joe, I have news for you. The vote ain't until November. It's not until November. We're going to be a lot of people who die between now and November. If this is your chief message right now, you're doing – really, this is – I think there's a moral problem with this, a real moral problem with this, because you're doing nothing that actually leads the Trump administration to better activity here. Honestly, the fact the media were cheering this on demonstrates the Trump derangement syndrome that has set in. There's plenty of fair criticism of Trump. I've made a lot of it on this program. Okay, but it is not a correct thing in the middle of a pandemic to spend your time making giant speeches about how everything Trump is doing is wrong and he's bad for the job and all this. I promise you, there will be plenty of time for this campaign. And making hay in the middle of an actual public crisis is a bad look. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Donald Trump says he's declaring a national emergency over the virus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a deal with the Trump administration for an aid package from Congress that would provide free tests, sick pay for workers, and bolster food programs, among other things. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy of California, the House minority leader, huddled with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and President Trump at the White House earlier today. Meanwhile, the president says more tests will be available, but he does not want people running out for them.
We don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass.
Stocks surged as President Trump announced the new virus measures.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,700. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points, or 9.34%, to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Rossia.
The U.S. retaliatory airstrikes against militants in Iraq destroyed five weapons depots, but the top U.S. commander for the Middle East acknowledged Friday that there are many similar sites that the U.S. has not or has so far not hit because of potential civilian casualties and political sensitivities with the Iraqi government. Marine General Frank McKenzie said the U.S. decision to target the Iranian-backed Shiite militia group sends a strong message to Iran and its proxies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You currently get regular structured settlement or annuity payments from an insurance company for a personal injury, auto accident claim, wrongful death, or inheritance? If so, you don't have to wait for months or even years to get the cash you need now to cover urgent expenses like debts, tuition, medical bills, or exciting events like a new baby or down payment on a home. With over 25 years experience, J.G. Wentworth, the country's leader in structured settlement purchasing, has helped thousands of people get the cash they need. Call today at 800-741-5929. We offer flexible options that pay you a lump sum of cash for a portion of your payments, ensuring you get the money you need now while still receiving future payments from your structured settlement or annuity. And unlike others, J.G. Wentworth is a direct funder and can streamline the process, helping you get the lump sum of cash you need faster. For your free cash now quote, call 800-741-5929. That's 800-741-5929. 800-741-5929.
The Washington State Legislature has approved a revised bill to repeal a tax break for Boeing, a measure that was requested by the aerospace giant to resolve a long-running international trade dispute.
The Seattle Times reports that Senate bill was passed by lawmakers on the final day of the legislative session. Boeing wanted the tax repealed to head off retaliatory trade tariffs. The tax incentives allowed Boeing and aerospace businesses to pay a lower state tax rate compared to other manufacturing companies, saving the company hundreds of millions of dollars.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the lower rate had saved Boeing hundreds of millions of dollars since 2003. In 2013, that tax break was extended to 2040, helping convince the company to build the 777X in Everett, Washington. Lawmakers had said that the World Trade Organization tariffs could ripple out far beyond Boeing, ensnaring other Washington products. News and analysis at townhall.com. The PGA has decided not to play through a pandemic.
After initially announcing that tour events would continue as scheduled, but would be played without the presence of spectators, the PGA Tour has now said it will cancel the final three rounds of the Players' Championship and also cancel the next three scheduled tournaments as it battles to find the right response to the coronavirus outbreak. In a brief statement, the tour said it tried everything possible to find a safe environment for play to continue, but as the situation continued to change rapidly, it now felt the need to pause the tour. Graham Agars, Ponte Vedra Beach.
Some of the few entertainment entities that remained open and fully functioning were shutting down like much of the rest of the world on Friday, a day after institutions from Broadway to Disneyland closed their doors. TV shows including The Price is Right, halted production, and movie release dates were pushed back indefinitely. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge at the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Is to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So obviously, all minds are on coronavirus, including that of the President of the United States, who just finished a press conference moments ago in which he announced a national emergency, which will free up resources. He also announced a bunch of public-private ventures. He's working with the heads of major companies across America to ensure that people have the testing that they need. He is working with Google to put together a website that will allow people to know when and where they can get tested. The resources of not only American government, the American industry are being brought to bear. This is very good news. The markets liked it a lot. The markets are up. Like at the very end of the day, the markets jumped for the single largest growth day since October 2008, almost 2,000-point jump in the Dow Jones Industrial Average following and in the middle of this press conference. Here was President Trump doing what he should have done a couple of nights ago. This press conference today in the Rose Garden is what the American people were looking for. Here's the President of the United States announcing the declaration of a national emergency.
We had some very old and obsolete rules that we had to live with. It worked under certain circumstances, but not under mass circumstances. They were there for a long time. They were in place for a long time, and we're breaking them down now. And they're very usable for certain instances, but not for this. To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
Yeah, the president also suggested that he was going to urge states and hospitals to activate their emergency procedures. All resources are now being brought to bear on coronavirus. This is the address the president should have given a couple of nights ago instead of that direct-to-camera routine. He was flanked during this address by a bunch of medical officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's considered sort of the leader in this field, the head of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. He was also flanked by other members of the government, including one Deborah Birx, who got up and would announce a little bit later on exactly the change in testing protocol. Here is the president announcing that he was urging states and hospitals to activate all of their emergency procedures.
I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. You're going to be hearing from some of the largest companies and greatest retailers and medical companies in the world. They're standing right behind me and inside of me. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. The hospitals are very engaged.
Okay, well, there are some very specific things that the president also requested. He requested a waiver of licensing requirements. These licensing requirements are idiotic across the spectrum. It's been red tape and thickets of regulations that have prevented people from bringing all sorts of resources to bear. Nurses, are now being across the nation quickly licensed in order to deal with coronavirus. So are particular hospitals, which have been barred from considering certain beds, ICU beds. Here's the president saying, we're getting rid of a lot of these regulations. This is an emergency, and we can't have this nonsense.
The ability to waive requirements that critical access hospitals limit the number of beds to 25 and the length of stay to 96 hours. The ability to waive the requirements of a three-day hospital stay prior to admission to a nursing home, big thing. The authority to waive the rules to hinder hospitals' ability to bring additional physicians on board or obtain needed office space. They can do as they want. They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Okay, that, of course, is hugely important because one of the things that has happened is there are a lot of states where you have requirements that you have to be like a third-year doctor in order to deal with coronavirus. Well, what if there's a medical shortage? If you're a first-year doctor, why exactly should you not be brought on board to help care for all of this? The president also suggested that all obstacles that can be removed will be removed to access to the sort of care and health resources necessary. He's urging states to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately, asking every hospital to activate its emergency preparedness plan. And the White House is working with Google to develop a website to triage people who think that they might actually need a test to determine whether a test is needed and to help facilitate testing at a nearby location. So they're going to set up some drive-through tests. For example, here's the president explaining the drive-through tests.
At the same time, we've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car. I want to thank Google. Google is helping to develop a website. It's going to be very quickly done, unlike websites of the past, to determine whether a test is warranted and to facilitate testing at a nearby convenient location.
The president also suggested he doesn't want everybody taking the test. We don't want everybody simply driving up and then clogging up the lanes. You should actually have to exhibit symptoms in order to make this happen. But one of the big problems thus far has been people who actually are exhibiting symptoms, and then they call up the doctor, they call up the ER, and even if they go in exhibiting the symptoms for coronavirus, they're not given the test because the current CDC regulations require that you either have been in direct contact with someone who you know has coronavirus, or you have to have been in contact with somebody who just came back from, for example, Wuhan or northern Italy. All of that's idiotic. We now have community infections. Here's President Trump saying, listen, we don't want everybody taking the test, but you should be able to get the test if you actually need the test.
Our overriding goal is to stop the spread of the virus and to help all Americans who have been impacted by this. Again, we don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass. This will pass through, and we're going to be even stronger for it.
Okay, well, he also brought forward Deborah Birx. Deborah Birx is the current coronavirus response coordinator in the White House. She served as ambassador at large and U.S. Global AIDS coordinator since 2014. She got up and she explained exactly how the process is going to work in terms of how you obtain the test that you need if you suspect that you might have coronavirus.
Last Tuesday, seeing the spread of the virus around the globe, the president realized that our current approach to testing was inadequate to meet the needs of the American public. He asked for an entire overhaul of the testing approach. He immediately called the private sector laboratories to the White House, as noted, and charged them with developing a high-throughput quality platform that can meet the needs of the American public. We are grateful to LabCorp and Quest for taking up the charge immediately after the meeting, and within 72 hours, bringing additional testing access, particularly to the outbreak areas of Washington State and California and now across the country.
All of this is quite good. One of the better aspects of this particular press conference was also that the president wasn't just activating government. He was obviously working with private companies like Google and like Quest. All of that was very good. He brought forward a bunch of CEOs, particularly of major suppliers, pharmacists, grocery stores, to talk about how they were all coordinating to ensure that the American people could get the products that they needed. He brought forward the CEO of Target to talk about keeping stores open and ensuring that people could still get the resources necessary to take care of their families while the government basically shuts down for a couple of weeks.
Normally, you view us as competitors, but today we're focused on a common competitor, and that's defeating the spread of the coronavirus. and we look forward to working with the administration to do our fair share to alleviate this growing threat. So thank you for including us today. In the near term, we're all committed to making sure we're keeping our stores open to serve the American consumer who's rapidly stocking up on household essentials, key food and beverage items that they need during this time.
So all of this should make you feel a little more secure. It makes me feel a lot more secure. After the president's address last night, I felt less secure, and I think the markets felt the same, which is why the Dow dropped 2,000 points the following day. Well, already, the Dow has now jumped. As this press conference was going on, as it became clear there actually is a national government response, as it's clear that the American, and let's be real about this, the American people did the right thing here. Private industry did the right thing here. Before the federal government acted, before even local government acted, people started self-quarantining. People started not going to gatherings. People decided, the NBA decided, we're going to shutter our games. People decided to take the measures that were necessary in order to prevent the widespread of this particular virus. All of that was very good. The president finally bringing everybody together on the same page, the feds, the states, the localities, bringing together private industry, counting on, yes, private industries like Quest to make sure that the testing was available. All of this is really good. You can see it in the markets. There's a reason that the markets were up 2,000 points at close after a 2,000-point drop yesterday. The bottom line is hopefully we've now put a bottom on this thing. And as the facts come out, as we see how this thing develops over time, at least there is a plan in place. Having a plan is a lot better than having no plan. And now it's just a question of what happens from here, because we all know what we're supposed to do. And that ranges from the government to private industry. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, let's talk about the earbuds that you're using to listen to this show and all other shows. You're going to have some time on your hands for the next couple of weeks, presumably. That means you could be listening to great music. You could be listening to great podcasts. Maybe you're watching a little bit of TV. Well, you need a great pair of earbuds. Why would you have the ones with the wires? Those ones just ain't going to do any good. And why would you get the really expensive ones that don't fit your ear properly? Instead, why not get a great pair of Raycon earbuds? They're stylish and discreet, no dangling wires, no stems. They come in a variety of colors, and they come with a variety of fits. So it fits perfectly in your ear. It doesn't just fall out every time you put it in your ear. Raycon has now released their best model yet, the E25s. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are incredibly comfortable. They are perfect for on-the-go listening as well as for taking phone calls. You can get 15% off your order today at buyraycon.com/Ben. That's buyraycon.com/Ben. Buyraycon.com/Ben for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. And again, you get 15% off your order when you use that slash Ben at buyraycon.com. So this should all make us feel like at least there is something happening here. Amazingly enough, the media, of course, are covering this like the idiots that they are. The media are suggesting that the big problem here is that President Trump said, as is typical of President Trump, that he's not responsible for any of the testing shortages. You would never expect him to take credit for the testing shortages. President Trump also said during this press conference that he does not have any of the symptoms of coronavirus. He also said he didn't know if he had exposure. Look, here's the reality. If you're at the top level of the American government, you should be having a coronavirus test. Seriously. I mean, the president of the United States needs to be monitored for this sort of stuff. He is in the most vulnerable age group. So, by the way, is Joe Biden. I mean, all these people should be they're dealing with literally hundreds of people on a daily basis. They should certainly have a coronavirus test just to make sure that we are monitoring their health. But the overall effect of today was to make people feel a lot better. Again, you could see that reflected in the market. It was great. And the left, it's bizarre. The left is going a little bit crazy now because they're saying, well, why was he having all these members of private industry getting up there one after the other declaring that they were going to work for the good of the American people? And the answer is because how the hell do you think you get your goods? How do you think you get your services? Who do you think is going to provide all that stuff to you? And it's amazing. There are these tweets going around online like, well, now everybody's a socialist. It's like, well, no, you're not. If you want those stocks reshelved, you're a real capitalist, aren't you? If you're ordering from Amazon and you're getting stuff at your front door, you are into the capitalism. Okay, we'll get to the Democratic response to all of this in just one moment, which started earlier this week and has continued apace in stupid fashion. But first, let us talk about the reality, which is that things are kind of an emergency situation, right? And that means that you might want the ability to maintain your food supply. What better way to do that than with a Harvest Right home freeze dryer? Harvest Right makes it easy for you to preserve food that can be used in good times or in bad. Like right now, it'd be a good time to have a Harvest Right home freeze dryer. With Harvest Right simple to use appliance, you can freeze dry nearly any food right in your own home. Even my favorites, like my wife's Moroccan chili. I believe a Harvest Right home freeze dryer is one of the best, most responsible purchases you may ever make. With it, you can literally create your own customized emergency food supply. Even though the future can be a bit uncertain, with Harvest Right, you can give your family peace of mind. Learn more about this amazing home innovation at harvestright.com or give them a call at 800-813-1524. That is 800 800- 813-1524 or harvestright.com. Again, that is harvestright.com. Ain't going to be a better time to get a home freeze dryer than right now. And if you don't think you're going to be using it for this pandemic, well, who the hell knows what's around the corner? Go check them out at harvestright.com, 800-813-1524, harvestright.com. So the president of the United States finally getting this thing back on track. But in Congress, Democrats are still holding up the ship. They're trying to dump random provisions into a bipartisan bill. And, of course, they are trying to make the case against President Trump, essentially on the back of the idea that he's mishandling this, even though now the president has finally got the train moving forward in the right direction. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, and we keep hearing that it's time to take everything very seriously, and it is time to take everything very seriously, but unfortunately our government is staffed by completely unserious people. The latest proof of the government being staffed by unserious people comes courtesy of one specific House Democrat. I mean, this is just, I'm sorry, this stuff is so dumb. We are in the middle of a real problem here, okay, where everybody needs to be on the same page, where your hatred for President Trump really should not matter nearly as much as getting the right things done, and where we're busy arguing about the various stupidities that we're going to dump into a giant bill that do not actually deal with the problem. Hey, this is just amazing. Donna Shalala, who is the congresswoman from Florida, in the middle of a hearing about coronavirus, she decided it would be a great idea to play Rachel Platten's fight song. Why? Because that was Hillary Clinton's theme song for the 2016 race. And so we're going to now, you know, virtue signal to our fight song crowd that Hillary would have been a better president than Trump in a time when we do need some form of unity here. She holds up her phone and plays "This Is My Fight Song." Just obnoxious, obnoxious garbage. And all the Democrats are laughing, of course, because, of course, Hillary Clinton would have been a better... Very, very cute. Very cute. Meanwhile, you have Ayanna Pressley continuing with this bizarre crusade by members of the squad to suggest that if you don't eat Chinese food right now, it's because you're a racist. Hey, first of all, I'm happy to eat Chinese food, except I'm on a diet. Second of all, why are my food choices the subject of your specific ire at a time when millions of Americans might get sick with a pandemic-level virus? Why? Here is Ayanna Pressley suggesting that Americans are racist because they're not eating Chinese. Well, one of the nice things about the squad, they definitely have each other's backs, even when they say the dumbest possible crap.
Since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak, we have seen not only the spreading of the virus, but also a rapid spreading of racism and xenophobia. We have witnessed at the highest levels, in fact, of the Republican Party fanning irresponsibly these flames. One colleague tweeted that everything you need to know about the Chinese coronavirus. This painful rhetoric has consequences. Restaurants across Boston's Chinatown have seen up to an 80% drop in business. And I believe this has everything to do with the rapid spread of misinformation and paranoia.
Oh, my God. Seriously? Maybe restaurants across the board are seeing people not show up to the restaurants because there are lots of hard surfaces at restaurants and people sitting close together and lots of spreading of germs. Maybe it's that. And my family and I, we eat out a lot, like a lot. Okay, and that is a holdover from the fact that when my wife was in residency, I got kids to take care of. I wasn't cooking. Okay, so we have not eaten out at a restaurant for like a couple of weeks. Instead of eating out at restaurants, what we do is we order out, we show up, somebody runs the food out to us, we take the food back home, we wash our hands, we eat. Right? And I have a feeling a lot of people are doing this, but that's going to be a lot fewer people than actually just go and sit down at a restaurant. Right? Not everybody is going to be ordering out. I'd love to see the data on whether Chinese restaurants are specifically being hit or whether it is all restaurants that are being hit. Because as it turns out, my guess is it's all restaurants that are being hit. All of them. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi yesterday suggested that instead of us shaking hands or fist bumping or anything, that we should bow to each other. And then she dropped a term that if she were a Republican would get her ripped up and down, but she's a Democrat, so she can say whatever she wants. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
When you elbow bump, you get close to the person. So forget any physical contact, greetings. Bow in a Eastern style.
Weird how that's okay when Nancy Pelosi says that. By the way, Chris Cuomo suggested today that we should clean in ethnic style. What the hell is ethnic style cleaning? I have no idea what that means. Do like black people clean things differently or Asian people clean things differently than white people do? Because I am unaware of this fact. But if you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. If you say foreign virus, though, very, very bad. Terrible if you say foreign virus. The utter lack of seriousness on the part of so many in our media and political subcultures does not really speak well to these cultures in general. If your chief focus is on the racism of the American public at a time when everybody's just trying to protect their parents and their kids, then you are doing all of this wrong. But naturally, we are doing all of this wrong because that's the way all of this stupidity works. By the way, speaking of stupid people, AOC suggested, off topic, but just we're doing stupidity now, AOC, another member of the squad, she's going off on why Bernie just lost Michigan, and she suggested that voter suppression was the reason Bernie lost Michigan. Note, 400,000 more voters showed up to vote in the primaries in Michigan this year than showed up to vote in the primaries in Michigan in 2016, just dropping it like it's hot, but the it in this case being utter incredible levels of stupidity. Here's AOC.
That isn't being talked about is the rampant voter suppression in this country. Right there in Ann Arbor, where we had that rally, those kids were waiting 3 hours in line to vote in Michigan. And so when we talk about who's turning out and who's not turning out, we absolutely...
So just to be clear, you're saying that you think voters didn't get to vote, they wanted to vote in Michigan?
Absolutely. You know, obviously there's also more that we need to do in terms of turning out youth voters. It's we need to make sure that we're inspiring young people to turn out. But when you do turn out, you should not be waiting 3, 4, 7 hours in order to vote.
Insane. There was no voter suppression in Michigan. But again, any level of stupidity from the left goes without any real criticism. Like, imagine if Donald Trump went out there and complained that he would be winning in all of the polls, except that there is poll suppression. And imagine that after Trump, let's say he loses. Let's say that Trump loses. He goes out there and he says, there was voter suppression. That's the reason I lost. How do you think the media will react? Do you think they'll react with the same sort of sanguinity as they do when Democrats routinely suggest this sort of stuff? Andrew Gillum suggested it in Florida. Stacey Abrams still suggests she's the governor of Georgia, despite the fact that Stacey Abrams lost by 50,000 votes. Utter stupidity on every level is the name of the game in American government, and it's not going to stop as long as the media continue to humor it from one side of the aisle. Alrighty, coming up, we're taking your calls at 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Redding's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is done for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2123 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour. And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
469-0286.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
This is the story of Julie Guillot. She's a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society advocate and the mother of a child who battled blood cancer.
Zach was diagnosed with AML, a deadly leukemia, when he was only 5. While the treatment really attacked the cancer, unfortunately, it also attacked his body. Uncontrollable fevers, terrible nosebleeds, and his skin was burned from the inside out. He died at just 9 years old, really from the treatment that was meant to save him.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was founded 70 years ago by parents who also lost their child to cancer. Today, we're pioneering breakthrough treatments for kids with cancer.
We are so close to finding better treatments for kids with cancer. So it's too late to save Zach, but working together, we can save thousands of kids just like him.
Visit lls.org and save a child's life.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Our number 855-236-3228. That is 855-236-3228. Nathan in Ohio, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Nathan.
Hey, Ben. Today, my question is for you. Today is, so I just turned 21 and I got a handgun. And, you know, I live pretty close to Kentucky. And last year in Kentucky, they passed a law where you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to, you know, carry your handgun concealed. But in Ohio, you have to take a carry concealed class. And I think that is I don't think that's right in Ohio. I think that, you know, the state is selling your rights back to you because, you know, if I can carry it, the thing is I'm illegally allowed to carry it on my hip. But the moment I put my shirt over it, I can go to jail for up to 180 days and owe a $1,000 fine.
Yeah, Nathan, I mean, there is a lot of talk of concealed carry reciprocity. Like, if you're allowed to conceal carry in one state, you should be allowed to conceal carry in other states. Constitutionally speaking, this is a very sort of gray area, simply because the Second Amendment jurisprudence is fairly limited. The fact is that the original federal constitution that dealt with things like the Second Amendment, that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right, that was directed at the federal Congress. It wasn't really directed at the state and local level. So there is more broad discretion for states and localities to pass legislation with regard to guns. I tend to agree with you that the idea that you have to have some sort of special license in order to conceal carry, or that license should be particularly onerous. If it's easier for you to obtain an abortion in a state than it is for you to conceal carry as a law-abiding citizen, I feel that that's sort of a bizarre, logical leap. But I certainly appreciate the call, Nathan, and you know, I'm glad that you're being a good, responsible gun owner out there. Really appreciate all of that. Stephen in Texas, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Stephen.
Hey.
Hey,
can you hear me, Ben?
Yep, you're on the line. Go for it, sir.
Hey, Ben, it's a good time to talk to you. It's a real honor. I've been watching you for about 5 years now, sir. One question and then one slight question. First off, I'm always looking to the future. So I wanted to know your opinions on some future rising stars in the Republican Party, you know, to eventually, you know, become president one day. My top five are Rubio, Tim Scott, I would say Mike Lee, DeSantis, and my number one, my favorite of all, yes, I am kind of biased here, would be Dan Crenshaw, and a dark horse would be Glenn Jacobs.
So,
I just want to know what your opinion are then.
Yeah, Stephen, there are a bunch of really good candidates come 2024. There are several Republican governors who really are excellent. Greg Abbott in Texas is one of them. Ron DeSantis in Florida is another excellent governor in a swing state with a very high approval rating. There's been a lot of talk about Nikki Haley, obviously. You've seen a lot of talk about a variety of candidates in the Republican Party, many of whom I think are quite good. It's going to be interesting to see whether there really is an ideological battle that breaks out among Republicans about the size and scope of government, because there is sort of this seething and roiling conflict inside the Republican Party between what I've called and what they call common good conservatives, people who believe that the government should be used to do a lot more than libertarians do, who believe that government ought to be right, activated in order to help out quote unquote conservative priorities, you know, help out families, for example. And if that means bigger government that is preferring some people to others, that's okay. And if it means that a government that is not rights-based, but a government that is culture-focused, then that's okay. And people who are more like me, who suggest that culture is something that is deeply important but needs to be done on a non-governmental level, and that the greatest danger to the American culture is actually a government that's too big and strong, that sort of debate could break out into the open between somebody like Senator Josh Hawley in Missouri, or maybe even, you know, some out-of-the-box dark horse candidate like a Tucker Carlson, and some folks like Nikki Haley or Greg Abbott or Ron DeSantis. It's sort of fascinating to see how all of this will play out. But, yeah, the Republican Party has a really good bench. I think that the Republican Party, in many ways, has a significantly better bench than the Democratic Party does right now. It's just that Trump is such a dominant figure
who's
that nobody
favorite?
Ever sees him yet. Who's my favorite? Honestly, I can't say I have strong
preference.
Yeah,
who's your favorite? Because mine is Dan Crenshaw. I wanted to know your opinion on him as well.
I mean, listen, I love Dan Crenshaw. I think he's going to be governor of Texas before he runs for president. I think I'm good friends with Dan. I doubt that Dan has aspirations to run directly for the presidency. He's really young. I think Dan's a year younger than I am, so I think Dan's 35. He's 36, so he's exactly my age. He's got some time, so I would not be surprised to see Dan try to run for Senate or run for governor of Texas and then run for president. So I don't think he's going to go straight from the House to running for president. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. If he does run, I think Dan has a really great self-effacing sense of humor and obviously a fantastic backstory, and that sort of stuff helps. Stephen, really appreciate the
He
comment.
Reminds me of a younger Ronald Reagan, honestly. Now, maybe I'm going too far when I say this. Maybe he kind of reminds me of a younger Ronald Reagan, and yes, you know, I'm a veteran, so yes, I would love to see what a Navy SEAL could do in the POTUS. And my other question for you, Ben, is what would it take for you to do a seminar down here in Texas with Dan, because I know they've done some things with the campus reform and Charlie Kirk. And
yeah, no, Stephen, I believe that, you know, barring some sort of continued pandemic exigent circumstances, I am doing an event in Texas sometime in the fall, I believe, where I'm stopping by an event that Dan is doing. So as I said, I'm pretty tight with Dan, and Dan's a good dude. So I'd love to see Dan succeed. But there are a ton of Republicans who I really like and know personally and think are really good people who would be excellent candidates. Dwayne in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Dwayne.
Hey, Ben. Quick question. Do you think that President Trump has the authority to have the FCC suspend the broadcast license of those news organizations that are intentionally inciting panic in the markets, either by misleading or exaggerating the corona issue?
Yeah,
and
no.
If so, do you think it should be so?
So two things. One, no, they don't have the authority. Two, they probably should not have the authority. So should these organizations do a better job in broadcasting? Absolutely. Am I deeply concerned with giving the FCC the authority to specifically suspend particular news organizations for coverage? Let's put it this way, Dwayne. If the shoe were on the other foot, and God forbid Joe Biden is president of the United States, do you really want the FCC having the ability to suspend Fox News' license because Joe Biden doesn't like what they're saying?
I thought about that. Yeah.
I mean that is the real danger, and I'm a big fan of shoe on the other foot thinking. In fact, on the show, I used to occasionally remove my shoe and say, if you actually put this on the other foot, it's not going to fit quite as well. And you know, this is one of those circumstances. First of all, I think that a lot of the complaints about the reporting, some of the reporting is really bad. I mean, there's no question. There's some of the reporting that is specifically directed against Trump, that is based on anonymous leaking, that is based on people who are not willing to go on record, and some of it has proved to be outright false. That's true. It is also true that a lot of the media coverage, particularly the international media coverage of what's going on in Italy or China or Israel or Ireland or other countries dealing with this, is not bad. And the source of information, let's be honest about this. I think that conservative media are not honest about this enough. The organizations that are actually expending tremendous resources in order to bring the news in their own biased fashion tend to be on the left. The New York Times is spending resources on reporting that, frankly, Fox News is not spending on reporting. I mean, Fox News does not have the same sort of international presence as some of these other outlets do. The Wall Street Journal does, but the Wall Street Journal's news coverage is actually to the left of the New York Times' news coverage. So I'd be very wary about lumping all news together and suggesting it's all fake news the way President Trump does. I'd also be super wary of using the federal government to crack down on news. It's a violation of the First Amendment. I wouldn't want it applied to me. And beyond that, you know, we do have the right to see information, even if that information is faulty. Believe me, there are plenty of people who want to shut down this show for precisely the same reasons that you're suggesting, who suggest that we are providing disinformation simply by providing a conservative perspective. Dwayne, really appreciate the call. Ben in Newton, Pennsylvania, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Ben.
Hey, Ben, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. My question is mostly just about the Bernie Sanders crowd and where they kind of go next. It seems like two elections in a row now, They've been kind of squashed by the Democratic Party, and it's kind of like a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me situation. Do you think that the hardcore socialist crowd is going to kind of stick with the Democratic Party, especially now that Bernie Sanders is getting up there, probably not going to run for another presidential election? Maybe he will. Who knows? Maybe he'll surprise us all. Just wondering if you think that they'll kind of stick with the Democratic Party. You think they'll move to like a third party platform? Just want to get your thoughts on that.
So I don't think they'll move to a third party, but I think a lot of them will stay home. There's some polls out of Michigan that show that only 2 out of 5 Bernie supporters say that they will definitely vote for Joe Biden if Biden is the nominee. In other words, there are a lot of people who are super duper unhappy with Joe Biden as the nominee, and they are the people most likely to stay home. This is why I say that President Trump running a very solid campaign will allow him to win re-election, in large part because the Democrats are split amongst themselves. Now, that requires Trump to run a disciplined campaign. And I get all sorts of flack whenever I mention that Trump has to run a disciplined campaign, as though I'm suggesting that he is inevitably going to lose or as though I'm ripping on him. All I'm saying is something that I think is fairly obvious. This country is split at least 50-50. Trump's approval rating is not particularly high. There are splits in the Democratic Party that Trump can take advantage of. He has some durability in some of the swing states, but if he runs the coronavirus response badly, and if this is still an issue come November, or if the president continues to fulminate on Twitter instead of doing the stuff that we all want him to do, he's going to get shellacked. Okay, that is perfectly obvious to everybody at this point. That is not a rip on Trump. That's an encouragement to Trump to do a better job. Because if you lose to a geriatric, not wholly alive human being who had not won a single delegate in 93 different presidential races up until yesterday, if you lose to that person, that's pretty much on Trump, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I guess I'm also curious even beyond this election. So I think what you're saying is probably pretty on point. But what do you think of, moving forward? Do you think that they try to still trying to get their lot in with the Democratic Party? Because I think right now, Bernie is kind of like the man for them right now. They're kind of putting all their chips on him to kind of get into the Democratic Party and kind of move their agenda forward. But like I said, I kind of think this is the end of the rope for Bernie Sanders. I don't think he's going to get another shot at a presidential election with the Democrats. Do you think that they kind of, find somebody new? Do you think they start kind of, shifting over to like a third-party platform after this? That's kind of more of what I'm
I think that the great danger to the Republic is that not that Bernie sticks around, but that Bernie goes away and somebody who's more compelling than Bernie comes along with his same agenda. And that's always the kind of danger. And you're seeing this inside the Democratic Party. A lot of the younger politicians, the AOCs of the world, they're very popular. And again, I think that when she's exposed to the light of day, when people focus on her as sort of a front-running candidate, then she becomes a lot less popular. I don't think that Bernie's actual agenda is nearly as popular as sort of his criticisms of the establishment. In the same way, like Bernie is a very Trump-like candidate in the sense that Trump really rose to power on the back of ripping on the Republican establishment. Bernie did the same thing. There is a fairly large difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in that the Democrats are basically pretty sanguine with their establishment. They don't hate their establishment the same way that Republicans do. Republicans feel like Republicans have gotten nothing done. The Republicans have been granted control of government, and in that time, they have not actually walked back Obamacare. They have not done much on the federal level to scale back abortion. They certainly have not brought back the spending. They've lowered taxes, but that's about all they've done. And, so we're dissatisfied with our own party. The Democrats are not as dissatisfied with their own party. So there's always this sort of fragmented part that's going to be open for a Bernie run. But the great fear is that young people who overwhelmingly supported Bernie don't age out of that as they get older. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. We'll find out. Ben, really appreciate the call. We're taking more of your calls at 855-236-3228 momentarily. First, let us talk about something awkward. I'm talking, of course, about erectile dysfunction. Usually, people just use euphemisms. They sort of brush it off. Maybe it'll go away. Or you could get it treated and then not worry about it ever again. Instead, head on over to GetRoman.com, where it's easy to talk about this discreetly and safely with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It is simple, safe, totally discreet with Roman. You get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is really easy. Just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro, complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle. Now there is Roman. Complete an online visit today. Connect with a doctor. Get it taken care of. Just head on over to GetRoman.com/Shapiro to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That is GetRoman.com/Shapiro for that free visit to get started again. GetRoman.com/Shapiro. GetRoman.com. BlackRock.com/Shapiro. If you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, why wouldn't you just get it solved, especially when you don't even have to drive over to a doctor's office? GetRoman.com/Shapiro for that free online visit and free two-day shipping. We'll take more of your calls, and we'll check out the mailbag on a Friday. Our number, 855-236-3228. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free...
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hey, cybercriminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We're taking your calls at 855-236-3228. Aaron in Michigan, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Aaron.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm a teacher in Michigan, and so we just had all our school canceled for about 4 weeks-ish. And so some of us are thinking about and questioning as far as church goes. And our question is, if the state mandates like a maximum gathering number, will churches have a legitimate argument to avoid that law and still meet under freedom of religion since it's a federal thing and this would be a state law mandate?
You know, it's a great question. Constitutionally speaking, it would be probably a bit of a toss-up in the sense that if there is a public health threat, then the government does have tremendous authority to take measures that crack down on public health threats. And especially when you're talking about laws specifically that are sort of neutral in application. So it's not like we're only shutting down churches, right? We're shutting down any grouping of above 250 sure. people or something. The real question is if it's a specific violation of freedom of religion. So the basic standard under Scalia's standard, I'm trying to remember the exact name of the case. It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's a very famous case in which Justice Scalia basically wrote that neutral laws of equal applicability are not specific violations of freedom of religion. As far as it being a violation of freedom of assembly, then that could theoretically be. But again, it depends on whether this is the closest tailored measure to a public emergency. So I think you'd be hard-pressed to have the Supreme Court overturn public safety measures that are designed to stop the spread of a pandemic on the basis that people can get together if they want and then go out in public and spread a pandemic. But let's say that this thing lasts beyond when the pandemic actually is occurring. Then you could see the Supreme Court step in, right? I mean, you could see a case. Let's say that the state of Michigan just said, okay, we're never going to allow gatherings ever again of over 250. Then presumably the Supreme Court would step in. Or let's say that we're doing this 7 months from now, and this has now been tamped down to the point where it's not a grave threat to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans. If that lasts too long, then you would see the Supreme Court step in. But I think at this point, it's very doubtful that you would see the courts step in and side with churches on a freedom of religion ground. In fact, Aaron, I mean, as I say, like it's been amazing to watch in the Jewish community. I'm an Orthodox Jew, obviously. We take our synagogue going incredibly seriously. It's a direct commandment in the Talmud, in all of Jewish law, that you are supposed to pray with at least 10 men. And we are seeing religious institutions shut down their own minyanim. I mean, they're literally shutting down in order to avoid this spread of the pandemic. When religious institutions are signing off on this and saying, listen, we are willing to basically put aside our own commandments for the sake of public health, it's going to be difficult for a court to say, oh, yeah, and by the way, this other church that disagrees has the right to meet.
Yeah, and, you know, it was not that we would do it or anything, but it was just a hypothetical, and we thought we'd put the best frame we know on it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it is. These do raise serious constitutional issues. I mean, we haven't really talked about that a lot. But for those who are worried about government overreach, whenever there's a big emergency like this, the question is what is made permanent. I think everybody sort of agrees that there are times when the government really needs to step in and crack down. This would be one of those times.
Sure.
But over time, if this stuff becomes more of a feature of American life, those do raise serious constitutional issues in which the measure is not tailored to the emergency. It's well beyond the emergency. Aaron, really appreciate the call. Daniel in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show. Go for it, Daniel.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. So congrats on the child, man. Me and my wife have been through a couple of miscarriages and then a stillborn. So I'm still
I'm sorry to hear that. Those really are devastating.
It is. It's definitely hard. It's more hard emotionally. But anyway, I'm currently at Columbus State in the nursing program because I don't want to become a professional useless person. I actually use that for all my friends now who want to be like English majors. What were the schools that went above and beyond to kind of bring you onto campus? You seem to talk a lot about the schools that don't want you to come or have ordered like the staff to not allow you to come on. But I want to know, was there a school that where the students said no and the school said yes and they did everything that they could to get you on there?
So there are certain schools that really, I think, went above and beyond to ensure that I could be, like Berkeley actually went above and beyond in the sense that they, you know, brought out the entire police force of the state of California. And then there are some schools that have been terrible, like DePaul University was awful. They basically banned me from campus for no reason at all. That's a private university, so they had more authority to do it. That's probably why Berkeley had to do it. I mean, constitutionally, the same thing was not true of DePaul University. We've been prevented from going to campuses in Washington State. There was a brief controversy when Grand Canyon University refused to allow us to come, and then they reversed themselves. There have been some colleges, like Northwestern, actually, went out of its way to basically say, listen, we don't agree with everything this person's saying, but this person should be able to come and speak. Boston University went out of its way to ensure that we had a facility that met our specifications. I would say that about one-fifth of all the colleges that we apply to speak at are a real problem, maybe a quarter. Most of them are pretty friendly, Daniel, and most of them really would like to see me speak, even if it means that there are protesters outside. Really appreciate the call. See, Dakota, you're on the Ben Shapiro Show in Washington. Go for it, Dakota.
Yes, Ben. My question, I'll start right here. It said that history is written by the victor, but in today's times, it seems to be written by anyone who got a book deal after leaving the Trump administration. How will the academic world react to this when you look, 100 years in the future, especially when you have a lot of bias on one side or the other or absolute scorn for this administration. How is that going to get written in the books?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, how it's going to get written in the books, as you say, it depends on who's writing the books. I think that the traditional history of the United States right now is being written by the left. Although you have seen some warmth toward Ronald Reagan that I wouldn't have expected probably from Ronald Reagan's time. Like in Reagan's time, he was seen by the media in very much the same way that Trump is sort of seen now. And obviously the history books are now pretty kind to Ronald Reagan. It all depends on sort of where the Republican Party goes next, because the Democrats have an unfortunate habit of placing in sort of sepia toned coverage all prior Republican presidents, and then the new one becomes the evil. So if Dan Crenshaw were to become president, or Ron DeSantis or anybody else, then Trump will become the great bipartisan hero, right? That's how they always rewrite the history. Dakota, really appreciate the call. All righty. Well, it's all coronavirus all the time. Our coverage continues over at dailywire.com. Meanwhile, you're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffith. On a day when President Donald Trump issued a national emergency declaration to address coronavirus challenges, the House of Representatives is prepared for a late-night vote on a House Democrat package to do the same.
Democrats are demanding more food stamps, mandated sick days for affected workers, and additional food assistance for poor children missing out on the free meals they normally eat at now closed public schools. Republicans accuse the House of using the coronavirus to draw up a wish list of government expansion they favored for years. The demand by House Democrats for more government assistance may lose some of its punch now that President Trump has declared a national emergency, allowing FEMA to free up tens of billions of dollars in emergency aid. Bob Agnew reporting.
And again, the House is poised to vote any time tonight, perhaps even this hour, on the coronavirus relief bill. Colorado health officials have reported the state's first coronavirus death. Commissioner Mark Waller of El Paso County, Colorado, says that the resident who died was an elderly woman.
The person who passed away was a woman in her 80s with underlying health conditions. Her family's been notified, and we certainly, all of us here today, want to express our deepest condolences and sympathy to her family.
Waller says everyone needs to stay up to date on the coronavirus and take measures to avoid spreading it. The nation's biggest public school system staying open during the coronavirus crisis. New York City's mayor said Friday that concerns about the unintended consequences of leaving more than 1.1 million students with no place to go outweighed mounting pressure to close. Mayor Bill de Blasio's decision leaves the Big Apple as an exception. Venezuela has confirmed its first two cases of the coronavirus, deepening anxiety in a nation where many hospitals lack basics such as water and soap and struggle to even treat basic ailments. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says Corporal James O'Connor was killed early this morning as he served a homicide warrant at a home in the city's Frankfort section.
A corporal assigned to SWAT was struck near his left shoulder blade, and another SWAT officer returned fire through the door, striking two males in the lower extremities. The corporal was transported to Temple Hospital and pronounced at 6:09 a.m.
Commissioner Outlaw says that the department's experiencing what she calls a whirlwind of emotions following the death of Corporal James O'Connor.
We certainly know when we put this uniform on that it could be the last time that we see our loved ones. But at the same time, it takes a special person to do this job, and that's who this corporal was.
The two wounded were stable, authorities said. Authorities said their injuries did not appear to be life-threatening. News and analysis at townhall.com. Religious authorities have moved to cancel or limit weekly prayer gatherings across the Middle East to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Christian, Muslim, and Jewish leaders in Jerusalem say services will continue to be held in the Holy Land, but are moving to limit indoor gatherings after the Israeli Health Ministry said they could not exceed 100 people. The Latin Patriarchate there is calling on churches to enforce the ministry's guidelines, including with Sunday services. It's inviting everyone to pray for those directly and indirectly affected by this malevolence. For most people, the coronavirus causes any mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At the Western Wall in Jerusalem, the holiest site where Jews can pray, authorities limited entrance to enclosed areas. Iran, mired in the worst outbreak in the region, announced its total number of fatalities now at 514. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
That they were going to unify in fighting coronavirus. So how long exactly is this shutdown of the country going to last? Well, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, he suggested that we may be done with this within a couple of months. Well, that's certainly good news. I mean, that would put us in the good news arena. At least we're getting an outside date at this point. But here is the bottom line. The president went into the Rose Garden and he finally laid out a plan. He declared a national emergency. Here is President Trump doing just that today.
We had some very old and obsolete rules that we had to live with. It worked under certain circumstances, but not under mass circumstances. They were there for a long time. They were in place for a long time, and we're breaking them down now. And they're very usable for certain instances, but not for this. To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease.
All of this is very good. He also urged every state and every hospital to activate their emergency procedures and basically open up the floodgates to whatever emergency response is necessary. Here's the president.
Emerging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately. You're going to be hearing from some of the largest companies and greatest retailers and medical companies in the world. They're standing right behind me and inside of me. I'm also asking every hospital in this country to activate its emergency preparedness plan so that they can meet the needs of Americans everywhere. The hospitals are very engaged.
Okay, well, all of that, again, is good. The president also urged the waiver of license requirements, which, of course, these license requirements shouldn't be in place in the first place. You shouldn't have to be a doctor in order to help care for a patient with coronavirus. You shouldn't have to be a third-year doctor in order to help take care of a patient with coronavirus. All of these licensure requirements have limited the amount of medical expertise and resources available to actually take care of the problem. Here's the president saying we're going to cut through all the red tape.
The ability to waive requirements, that critical access hospitals limit the number of beds to 25 and the length of stay to 96 hours. The ability to waive the requirements of a three-day hospital stay prior to admission to a nursing home, big thing. The authority to waive the rules to hinder hospitals' ability to bring additional physicians on board or obtain needed office space. They can do as they want. They can do what they have to do. They know what they have to do. Now they don't have any problem getting it done.
Obviously, all of that is very good. The president also announced that he's going to be working with a variety of testing facilities in order to ensure drive-through tests. This is where private industry comes in. It's amazing. People on the left are like, why aren't you using state actors? Because the state ain't up to the job. Okay, because the fact is that we do have private industry that is incredibly powerful in this country, and coordinating all of that is, at this point, the job of the federal government. Here's the president saying, we're going to set up these drive-through tests where if you actually have the symptoms, then you can find out within 24 hours whether you have the virus.
At the same time, we've been in discussions with pharmacies and retailers to make drive-through tests available in the critical locations identified by public health professionals. The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car. I want to thank Google. Google is helping to develop a website. It's going to be very quickly done, unlike websites of the past, to determine whether a test is warranted and to facilitate testing at a nearby convenient location.
President Trump did add, we don't want everybody taking the test. We don't actually swamp the system for no apparent reason. Here's President Trump suggesting that only those who actually need the test should take the test.
Our overriding goal is to stop the spread of the virus and to help all Americans who have been impacted by this. Again, we don't want everybody taking this test. It's totally unnecessary. And this will pass. This will pass through, and we're going to be even stronger for it.
Okay. Well, all of that is very good. If you don't trust Trump on this, perhaps you should trust Deborah Birx. Deborah Birx is, of course, the person who's leading up the coronavirus response. She led up the America's HIV/AIDS response as well, so she has a lot of experience in this area. She's from the State Department. Here she was explaining the testing overhaul, Dr. Deborah Birx.
Last Tuesday, seeing the spread of the virus around the globe, the president realized that our current approach to testing was inadequate to meet the needs of the American public. He asked for an entire overhaul of the testing approach. He immediately called the private sector laboratories to the White House, as noted, and charged them with developing a high-throughput quality platform that can meet the needs of the American public. We are grateful to LabCorp and Quest for taking up the charge immediately after the meeting, and within 72 hours, bringing additional testing access, particularly to the outbreak areas of Washington State and California, and now across the country.
Okay, so all of that is quite good. Dr. Anthony Fauci also came out and said, listen, this is an aggressive response. So if you don't trust Trump, trust the doctors. We keep hearing Trump doesn't trust the scientists. How about you guys trust the scientists? Here's Dr. Fauci saying, yeah, this response is aggressive, guys.
This is an example of another example of what I've been referring to in my discussions with many of you in the audience as a proactive, leaning forward, aggressive, trying to stay ahead of the curve. And what you're seeing now with this order is that we're going to be able to remove the constraints so that people at the state, the local level, the individual physician, all the way up through the federal government, will have as many constraints as possible removed for them to do everything they possibly can so that we can implement the things that we've been talking about.
The markets loved all of this. In the middle of the press conference, the markets started to jump. They jumped, in fact, from 21,815 thereabouts at about 3:35 p.m. Eastern time all the way up to about 22,900 within half an hour, which is the exact time that the president was giving his press conference. The markets jumped by over 1,000 points. That is because, finally, it seems like somebody is in charge here. Okay, and that's a very good thing. But let's be frank about this. It was America's private industry that led the way here. It was not the government that led the way. It was the NBA. It was the NAA. It was the NCAA. It was religious communities. It was businesses. It was people all over the country who realized, okay, this thing is actually serious and started to take it quite seriously. And those businesses ought to be commended today. It's amazing. Folks on the left are like, why are all those CEOs out there? Because the CEOs are the ones doing the work. Here was the Target CEO explaining, we are going to keep the stores open.
Normally, you view us as competitors, but today we're focused on a common competitor, and that's defeating the spread of the coronavirus. And we look forward to working with the administration to do our fair share to alleviate this growing threat. So thank you for including us today. In the near term, we're all committed to making sure we're keeping our stores open to serve the American consumer who's rapidly stocking up on household essentials, key food and beverage items that they need during this time.
Okay, well, the good news is that everybody is active. So how long is this thing going to last? We'll talk about that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you should make your business more efficient. So now would be a good time to make your business more efficient, considering we're about to undergo some pretty significant economic turmoil. This is why you should be using NetSuite by Oracle. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions of revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That is why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system. It's trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you will ever need. NetSuite, because business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now. Receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/Ben. That is NetSuite.com/Ben. NetSuite.com/Ben. Make sure that your business is running at peak efficiency, especially in economic downtimes, and prepare for that growth curve that we are going to hit in just a few months. NetSuite.com/Ben. That is NetSuite.com/Ben for your integrated business solution. So how long is it going to take to get out of all of this? Well, Dr. Fauci was on some of the morning shows this morning trying to explain that while there's no exact timeline, he would imagine it's going to be at least a couple of months before things begin to go back to normal.
Well, it's certainly going to get worse before it gets better. And the kinds of mitigation strategies, containment and mitigations that you're talking about, is to do that kind of physical separation of people, which is one of the very effective ways that you can really mitigate the spread of the virus. You go along like this, the way we were, and then you have a big spike that goes way up, and then after a while, after much disease and suffering and death, it comes back down again. The purpose of the mitigation is to get that peak and to blunt it so that it's a bit of a hill as opposed to a mountain.
Okay, and that, of course, is the goal here. Hopefully, that happens in fairly short order. Fauci was suggesting today that it could be 8 or 9 weeks before we know sort of the extent of all this. Meanwhile, President Trump said for the first time today he will most likely be tested for coronavirus, not because he took a photo last weekend with a Brazilian official who has since tested positive for the illness. Trump neglected to say what exactly would be the schedule for testing. He's the president. I assume we can get a kit for him. But the fact of the matter is that the president should be tested. Again, all top officials should be at this point, considering how many people they have been in contact with. The media are trying to jump all over Trump today because Trump refused to, quote unquote, take responsibility for the lack of testing kits. Here is President Trump being asked that. Here was his answer.
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that? And when can you guarantee that every single American who needs a test will be able to have a test? What's the date of that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from a different time. Wasn't meant for this kind of an event with the kind of numbers that we're talking about. And what we've done is redesigned it very quickly with the help of the people behind me.
So people in the media were fighting mad about all this. Why isn't he taking the blame? Well, because he doesn't want you cutting a campaign ad against him. I mean, it's that simple. It's that simple. What do you think? He's going to just give you the campaign ad right there? Like, what is the point of that? And every media question was designed to elicit a response from Trump where he took the blame for the shortfalls so far instead of asking what's going to be done from now on in order to ensure the safety of the American public. The media focused like a laser on the things that don't actually matter in the middle of a global pandemic. All righty. In just a moment, We're going to be joined by Henry Olson from The Washington Post. He'll be stopping by to explain how this impacts the 2020 election, President Trump versus Joe Biden, which is the likely lineup at this point. First, let us talk about keeping your data safe. So the fact is, there are lots of people who are out there looking for your data. You got hackers, you got ISPs, you got lots of people who want that data. They can monetize it, steal your information, use it for nefarious purposes. And you think that if you go in incognito mode, that's going to keep you safe? That will not save you. You need a VPN. VPN, ExpressVPN, also encrypts 100% of your data with the best in-class encryption, so your information is always protected, even when you're using public Wi-Fi, like at a cafe or a hotel. ExpressVPN works on everything, phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can still be protected, even if they do not have ExpressVPN. If you don't use a VPN, and then you are getting clocked over it because some hacker takes your info, that's basically your fault. So why don't you go get a VPN right now? You're going to be spending a lot of time online the next few weeks. So why don't you get a VPN right this very instant? Protect your online activity today with the VPN I trust to secure my privacy. Visit my special link at expressvpn.com/Ben. You can get an extra 3 months for free on a one-year package. That is expressvpn.com/Ben. Again, expressvpn.com/Ben to learn more. Go check them out right now. All right, we're going to be joined momentarily by Henry Olson. You may think that politics are put by the wayside. They have not been. Henry Olson from The Washington Post coming up. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Wiggins, a teacher in Gilmore City Bradgate School District in Iowa. Thanks to a science, technology, engineering, and math grant sponsored by Bear Fund, we renovated an old locker room into a monarch butterfly incubator, providing students with access to innovative technology that engages and inspires them. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for a $15,000 Grow Rural Education grant by visiting americasfarmers.com.
Furnished by Bayer Fund.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-0286. That's 1-800-469-0286.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. We're joined on the line by Henry Olson, Washington Post columnist, senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Henry, thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, why don't we discuss sort of your broad reaction to the Trump administration's coronavirus response? Obviously, you write a lot about the election that has now taken back burner, since everything has taken back burner to the coronavirus pandemic. How do you think this does impact the prospects of the election?
Well, I think it makes Trump's survival dependent in large part on a successful response to the pandemic, is that if he looks as somebody who is weak or befuddling, or the crisis gets out of control and hundreds of thousands of Americans die, then an incumbent is always, regardless of how eloquent or not he is, always going to lose or be hurt under those circumstances. Conversely, if it looks like he's showing strong, decisive, compassionate leadership, then I think people understand that bad things are going to happen, and that's not his fault. But if it looks like he's successfully working to lead the nation through to a brighter tomorrow, then it could very well help him.
So, Henry, how do we grade the Trump administration so far on that response? Obviously, the president is declaring a national emergency today, which should free up some funding. Dr. Fauci has been very transparent with the American public, so is Dr. Redfield from the CDC. And it looks like the administration is kicking into gear. It looks like they kicked into gear late, but they are kicking into gear. How would you grade them so far?
Yeah, I would say C overall. A C mainly because they're kicking into gear late, but I think the last 72 hours shows the appropriate focus and determination. I think the president could be doing better personally in leading the effort, but I think it's clear that between Secretary Mnuchin and Mr. Fauci and the staff underneath him, that the federal government is moving in the right direction and showing bold, decisive, confident, safety-first leadership, and that's what Americans demand.
Well, looking forward to the 2020 election, it's now obvious that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee as opposed to Bernie Sanders. Sanders obviously would have been a much more vulnerable nominee against President Trump simply because the election would have been a referendum on his crazed socialism and Marxism, as opposed to Biden, who's sort of viewed as generic political mashed potatoes. He's just sort of a comfort food. He's there. Nobody is really threatened by him. So how should President Trump look to take on Joe Biden, given the fact that Biden is basically running a back to normalcy campaign as a non-threatening cry from the past?
Yeah, I think there's two things. One is that if Biden picks a vice president from the Democrats left, like a Stacey Abrams, he needs to make the vice president an indication of where the true administration's priorities are going to lie. And secondly, if barring that, I think he needs to do two things. One is he needs to act out of character, but that is to say he needs to be less aggressive in his daily tweeting so that he begins to put more of a positive spin on the understandably positive accomplishments of his presidency. But at the same time, he needs to go straight at Joe Biden. I think there's a lot of questions whether Biden is up to the job. And I think what he needs to do is make the presidency a test on capacity, that he should make as many public events once we've lifted the ban on large gatherings as possible, and essentially challenge Joe Biden to a marathon and say, this is what the presidency is up for. Long travel, long hours, lots of unscripted setting. If you can't handle it in a campaign, you can't handle it on the job. Let's see what you've got. And then we'll see whether Biden can respond.
Do you think that the president is going to latch on to this Hunter Biden stuff? Obviously, he's been very consumed with Hunter Biden and the accusations of corruption surrounding the Biden family. It seems like there are a few different lines of attack that Trump could use against Biden. One, of course, is the he's not up to the task because he seems like he's losing it line of attack. Then there is the he's a career politician, but it's kind of hard to paint him as threatening in the aftermath of a Bernie Sanders near candidacy, because just by default, Biden looks a lot less radical than Sanders, even though Biden is certainly no moderate. And then there's the final line of attack, which is the corruption line of attack. How fruitful do you think that line of attack will be?
I don't think the corruption line of attack is going to be fruitful outside of the people who are already likely to support Trump to begin with. There's not enough evidence out there to say anything more than that Joe Biden is a compassionate dad who overlooked his troubled son's attempt to cash in on his name. That's bad, but it's not corrupt. I think what he should do is let other people make those arguments for him and stay above the fray personally, see whether or not there's any Senate investigations. You know, personally, I would like to see investigative journalists ask who is paying for Hunter Biden's $12,000 a month rent at a home in the Hollywood Hills when, according to the New York Times, he's working as an artist with no sales. That's a lot of money. Is it coming from his savings? So where did he get it? Is it coming from somebody else? Who is it? Are they buying influence? Let journalists and congressional investigators do their work, and let the president run as the president, not as the shouter-in-chief.
So, Henry, one of the things that has sort of irritated me is I've been saying for a long time that President Trump does, in fact, need to run a disciplined campaign if he hopes to win re-election. A lot of Trump fans have suggested that is me being too critical of the president by suggesting that he has to run a very concerted and organized campaign. The latest polls show that the president has dropped pretty significantly behind Joe Biden in states like Arizona, that he's running dead even with him in Florida, that he's running behind him in Michigan. He's running dead even with him in places like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. How much does Trump need to turn the Spinal Tap speakers down from an 11 to a 7 in order to win re-election here?
I think that would be a great thing for him to do. The president has never broken 46% for more than a week in job approval. He's not going to win on his own without demonizing Joe Biden unless he can get that to 47 or above. You know, we know he can lose the popular vote and win the Electoral College, but he's not going to win the Electoral College on his own unless his job approval rating is up to 47 to 48% nationally. And that means getting people who haven't liked him for 3 years to change their mind. They're not going to change their mind if they see more of the same. He needs to dial it down, ramp some statesmanship up. He needs to be a lot more like the compassionate Grandpa Trump, who gave a wonderful victory speech on the eve of his declaration in 2016 that could be a symbol of unifying-ness. He needs to be more like that and less like the person he's been in the White House for the last 3.5 years if he wants to change those people's minds, and that's how his best path to running a re-election runs.
That's Henry Olson from The Washington Post, senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center. Henry, really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Now, coming up, we're going to be joined by Senator Pat Toomey, Republican senator from Pennsylvania. He'll stop by to give us the federal government's response to the pandemic and how the Senate is looking to deal with it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting a car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Now at 888-337-6949. A 10-minute call could save 93% or more. So who are you going to call? Coast Run Tax Group, that's who. See how much you can save. The consultation is always free. What are you who waiting for? Relieve your tax stress today. Call Coast One Tax Group at 888-337-6949. That's 888-337-6949.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Obviously, all eyes on coronavirus and its emergence and how the government is dealing with it. Joining us on the line to discuss is Senator Pat Toomey, Republican senator from Pennsylvania. He serves as a member of the Senate Finance, Banking, and Budget Committee. Senator Toomey, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ben.
So I do want to get to a speech that you recently gave at the Heritage Foundation talking about the necessity for a capitalistic approach to the problems of the country. But we'd be remiss if, obviously, we didn't get your take on coronavirus and the federal response to it. What is appropriate? What exactly should the Congress of the United States be looking to do? Because it seems like in situations like this, the reaction is just throw a big bag of cash at everything. But what are the specific actions that Congress should be looking to take at this point?
You know, I think they should be relatively few and targeted. Well, the most important thing the federal government writ large can do is to ensure that we have liquidity in our financial system. I think, you know, let's ask the question, what is the problem we want to solve? The biggest problem, I think, that is likely to threaten us as a result of the coronavirus would be the potential failure of small and medium-sized businesses that don't have significant cash reserves, don't have access to the capital markets, and might have trouble getting a bank loan to get them through a temporary liquidity crunch when they are fundamentally solvent. So what we should be doing is making sure that regulators are not impeding the ability of banks to provide that kind of loan, that banks themselves can go to the discount window of the Fed if they need to fund those loans, that there is, you know, liquidity in our system. And so that's the Fed's role and the regulators' role to make sure that that happens. Then I think there is some role for us to ask ourselves, are we going to have a lot of Americans who are going to be especially non-salary hourly wage earners who are going to be out of work temporarily because their company is sending them home, laying them off, whatever they're doing. They may not qualify for unemployment benefits. I think it makes sense to have some kind of consideration for their circumstances. What I hope we don't do is start getting into sector bailouts and throwing just huge sums of money at an industry because we think the industry is having tough times. That I think would be a big mistake.
So let's talk for a second about whether that has bipartisan support. Obviously, Congress has decided not to go on recess until something is passed. What do you think the prospects are that we get something done in bipartisan fashion here?
I would say probably pretty good, just thinking about the politics of this. If Speaker Pelosi and the Trump administration agree to some kind of package, then it'll almost certainly pass the House and probably with a big bipartisan vote. And then probably all the Democrats are for it because Pelosi was in the Senate. And a lot of Republicans will be for it because the president's for it. So that looks to me like it's a prescription to get over 60 votes. Now, the merits of it is another question, but if I had to guess, I would guess that something probably gets done in the next week or so.
So, Senator Toomey, overall, how do you think the federal government's response to this has been so far, and how do you think it's going to change in the near future? Obviously, the president is declaring a national emergency today, which should free up some funding for the states and localities. We're seeing the private sector ramp up its efforts to provide things like coronavirus tests broadly. How quickly do you think America can respond? How late are we here?
In some ways, we're late, but in some ways, I think we're not so late. So, for instance, some of the travel restrictions, I think we're very prudent. I think the president was right to have the travel restrictions with respect to China. I think it makes sense to limit travel from places in Europe where this virus has spread. I think we have been doing a reasonable job of sort of limiting our interactions voluntarily, businesses limiting conferences, people limiting discretionary trips, and you know, the airplanes are less full, trains are less full. Big gatherings are not occurring. We've seen, you know, look at that. All the professional sport leagues have curbed or eliminated their season. So we're taking all kinds of precautionary measures, which I think are likely to slow the transmission of the disease. I think there were for a variety of reasons, we did not get as many test kits out as we should have, as early as we should have. That, you know, that's a problem. So the result is we don't know how widespread this infection is. But as you alluded to, private labs as well as hospital labs have been gearing up on this. And I think there's a big change in our testing capacity just in the last 72 hours that will continue to the point where next week we'll be doing very large volumes of tests. And that's really been the missing piece, is to get the data on who's affected, where are they, how widespread is this? I do want to point out, if I could, Ben, there's two really encouraging data points that I think we shouldn't lose sight of. One is, even as of today, there has been no significant spike in the numbers of people turning up at emergency rooms and hospitals and doctor's offices with symptoms that are consistent with this virus. So that obviously suggests that either the virus is not widespread, or if it is, people have mild or no symptoms, and either of those scenarios is encouraging. And the second really good bit of data is it appears that the numbers of new cases emerging in China now has dropped to almost none for several days in a row, which suggests that it is possible to bottle this up and snuff it out. Now, I'm not suggesting we're going to take all the measures that the Chinese did. They went awfully far. We're not likely to do that, but it's also quite possible we don't need to do that. I don't know how this is all going to end yet in the medium term. In the long term, we're going to be fine, but in the short and medium term, I think we don't know, but there are hopeful signs that this may not be terribly bad.
Now, Senator, speaking of sort of the medium term, with regard to the economy, obviously we've seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average take an absolute beating since about a week and a half ago. The Dow Jones was back up fairly solidly today, which is good news. It looks like maybe the market is hitting a bottom, although we never know. It's been bouncing up and down like a yo-yo.
Right.
The fact is that this is all coronavirus-driven. There are no systemic issues with the American economy itself. So once this thing is tamped down, do you expect there to be a pretty solid recovery?
Yeah, I do, but I would suggest that there is another possible contributing element to this that's totally unreported, and maybe I'm completely wrong, Ben, and I do think the coronavirus concerns are absolutely the main driver, but there's something else that has happened at pretty much the same time that we started to become really concerned about the coronavirus, and what I'm referring to is the emergence of Joe Biden as the very likely nominee and the near certainty that Bernie Sanders is not going to be the Democratic nominee. And the markets might very well be repricing the possibility that, you know, Joe Biden is a stronger general election candidate for all his flaws, which are many and serious, but still a stronger candidate than the declared socialist, Bernie Sanders. I've got to believe that the markets are taking that into account as well.
Senator Toomey, we'll get to more questions and answers in just a second. But first, let's talk right now about what makes you look good, okay? What makes you look good? That first impression makes a huge difference, and that means the smile. Well, if you got chompers that just aren't in place, you got teeth that aren't looking straight, look kind of bad right now, what you really need is Candid. You don't want the metal braces. Instead, what you want are Candid clear aligners. They're comfortable, removable, totally invisible. Plus, you never have to set foot in a doctor's office or a waiting room. Your treatment is prescribed and monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist. With other remote clear aligner options, you may never hear from a doctor. Candid only works with experienced orthodontists, only experts in tooth movement, never general dentists. With Candid, your treatment will be remotely monitored by that same orthodontist throughout, so you're never going to have to wonder how everything is going. You might be feeling nervous about an upcoming wedding or a graduation, but with Candid, the average treatment length is just 6 months, and you'll start seeing results well before then. Get a complimentary 3D scan of your teeth at a Candid studio near you. This is the simplest, freest way to get started for a limited time. Get started with $75 off by using code Ben at CandidCo.com/Ben. That is CandidCo.com/Ben. Use code Ben for $75 off CandidCo.com/Ben. Use that promo code Ben. Okay, so Senator Toomey, meanwhile, you made a very important speech over at the Heritage Foundation about the nature of the conservative take on economics. A really interesting debate has broken out between folks who sort of call themselves common good conservatives and a more libertarian wing or classical liberal wing of the Republican Party, which suggests that free markets are indeed not only of utilitarian value, but of moral value. This is opposed to the common good conservatives who basically suggest that the government should be shackled to a particular conservative social agenda, and whatever forwards that social agenda and can be done with government should be done with government. So what is your take on the debate that's now breaking out in the Republican Party over the extent and size of government interventionism on behalf of particular interests?
Well, there's an awful lot to this, Ben, but I do think it's a really important debate. What's new about this from my perspective is now we have people who are using or consider themselves conservatives and say that conservatism should not be nearly as focused on maximizing economic growth as it has been, shouldn't be as focused on allowing markets to maximize efficiency, because they think that this causes social ills that can be corrected if the government would just intervene. Maybe you slow down some economic growth, but we'll get a better outcome by various social metrics, maybe even improve various social pathologies that they refer to. Now, I think they are fundamentally wrong about the cause of the social pathologies. Certainly, we've got problems in our society. Yes, we've seen a rise in the diseases of despair, they're called alcoholism and suicide and drug addiction. Certainly, there are communities and individuals who have not enjoyed the recent booming economy the way we would wish them to. Certainly, we've seen a decline in marriage, fertility, and civil society, no question. But to blame those things on capitalism, I think, is completely misguided. To think that we're going to be better able to solve those problems with slower economic growth, which some of the proponents of this sort of capitalism skepticism openly acknowledge that their prescription leads to slower economic growth, I think is very, very mistaken. And I think it's a big mistake to be cavalier about the loss of opportunity and prosperity for individual Americans that comes from their prescription. So it's a really important debate. You know which side I'm on. I feel very strongly about this. And I think it's important that conservatives continue to stress the importance of a really strong, robust, free enterprise system.
Obviously, I agree with you, Senator Toomey. I mean, you can hold conservative priorities and still believe that the best protection for conservative priorities is to allow the conservative culture to thrive in the private sector while keeping the government out of everybody's business, because the fact is that the minute that somebody you don't like takes control of those vectors of power, they're going to use them against precisely the institutions that so many common good conservatives love. I mean, this is my great fear. Don't make the government gun bigger when you don't know who's going to be controlling the butt end of the gun.
Well, that's absolutely a very valid point and a very real concern. One thing we know for sure is conservatives won't always be controlling the government. Witness the House of Representatives today. But I would suggest that even the best intended competent conservatives in government, the government's just not competent to run an economy. And the goals that they have are unlikely to be achieved by having the government interfere more in the economy. They can slow down growth. I'll grant them that. But that's a big price to pay for a dubious probability of achieving their goals.
Well, Senator Toomey, really appreciate your time. Senator Pat Toomey, Republican senator from Pennsylvania, go check out his recent speech at Heritage Foundation. It really is fantastic. It's called In Defense of Capitalism. Well worth the read and well worth the watch. Senator Toomey, appreciate your time, sir, and stay safe out there.
Thanks very much for having me, Ben. Take care.
You bet. Well, coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit of Bible. We need a little bit of comfort food because we are exiting what is a very rough week. Hopefully, by the time we meet again on Monday, things will be better, but we'll bring you all the news at that point. We'll get some Bible talk in just a second. First, let's talk about something that can make your family at least a little bit more secure. Now, I'm talking about PolicyGenius.com. The fact is, you just don't know what's coming these days. I mean, between coronavirus and everything else, a lot of uncertainty out there. One of the things you can do is insure against the possibility of bad things happening in the future. At least make sure that your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, something should happen to you or a family member. This is where PolicyGenius.com comes in. And it's not just with regard to life insurance. They also do home insurance. Policy Genius can compare your home insurance policy against options from top insurers and make sure you're getting the right home insurance coverage at the best possible price. They save their customers an average of $690 per year doing just that. If Policy Genius finds you a better rate than what you're currently paying, they'll do all the work to get you switched over. If you've got a car, the only thing you do know is that it's not going to last forever. Policy Genius can help you get that auto insurance and help you bundle home and auto insurance as well. Even though humans have a lot to learn about the future, don't be discouraged. Protect the things you've worked hard for. Get home insurance with Policy Genius. In just a few minutes, you can find your best price and apply at PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. We'll always get the future wrong, so better get your insurance right. PolicyGenius.com. Already coming up, I need a little bit of comfort food, don't you? So we'll do a little bit of Bible talk. Get to that in just a second. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
So this week, if I were going to synagogue, because synagogue is closed, then we would be reading the Bible portion of Kitisa, which is the Bible portion in which there is in which it talks about the golden calf. And the golden calf incident is really puzzling, obviously, because you have people who have just been brought out with signs and wonders, miraculously brought out of the land of Egypt. The sea is split for them. They walk across. God talks directly to them, brings them the Ten Commandments, and then they're immediately like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make this fake cow. Let's do that. Let's make a fake cow out of gold. And it is indicative of the attention span of human beings. It is also indicative, a lot of commentators suggest, of the fact that if you are going to have a true, long-lasting belief in God, it can't be based on signs and miracles, because people tend to rationalize that stuff away. It has to be based on true faith and a real rational perspective on exactly how the world works. But there's something else here. So the real question is, why Aaron, who's Moses' brother, took part in all of this? Right? Aaron is one of the great figures in Jewish history, in biblical history. Right? Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the Kohen, he is the secondary figure in the entire Pentateuch, right? I mean, it's Moses, and then Aaron is the one who's actually his spokesperson, going out and talking to the people, much more popular with the people. Aaron is a more naturally gifted leader than Moses. Aaron is a more powerful speaker, right? Moses himself acknowledges this when he's at the burning bush and God says, you should go speak to the Jews. And Moses is like, I'm not sufficient for this. And then God says, okay, well, you can use Aaron, right? That is Moses acknowledging that Aaron is actually a better leader for the people in terms of the people and speaking directly to the people. But this is Aaron's downfall. Is Aaron refuses to tell the people the truth. Aaron is more interested in public approval at this point than he is in telling the people the truth. And this is obvious from the text of the Bible. And here's what the Bible says. This is in the book of Exodus. When the people saw that Moses was late in coming down from the mountain, the people gathered against Aaron. And they said to him, come on, make us gods that will go before us, because this man Moses, who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. Aaron said to them, remove the golden earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters. Bring those earrings to me. And all the people stripped themselves of the golden earrings that were on their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took them from their hands, he fashioned it with an engraving tool, and made it into a molten calf, upon which they said, these are your gods, O Israel, who have brought you up from the land of Egypt. Now, the reason they did a calf is because calves were worshipped in the land of Egypt, and so they were actually replicating what they had once known as slaves. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of it, and Aaron proclaimed and said, tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord. So this is Aaron trying to twist pagan idolatry into service to God. Right? He's trying to take the people and channel them towards something better by acceding to their requests. So how can Aaron's behavior be excused? So there are three basic answers that are offered by the different biblical commentators in Judaism. First, they argue that Aaron was just trying to stall, that basically he assumed this is going to take a while to make this golden calf. In the meantime, Moses is going to come down from the mountain. We'll stop this whole thing. Then there's the second theory, fear. According to the Midrash, which is sort of commentary on the Bible that fills out the narrative a little bit, Midrash says that the Jews actually went to Aaron's nephew, a guy named Hur, before they went to Aaron. And then when Hur refused to participate in their idolatry, they murdered him. Aaron thought they'd murder him too, at which point they couldn't be forgiven their sins. So he thought that it was better to participate with them in the sin of idolatry than to involve himself in a chain of circumstances that would lead them to kill the high priest. Then there's a third theory, that Aaron was attempting to take the sin on himself to avoid the sin of the people. But of course, that doesn't work, because then there's a massive plague that breaks out immediately after this. All three of the theories have one thing in common. Aaron cares about the fate of the people above all else. The people are the institution he seeks to preserve, not their honor, not their decency, not even really their holiness, their purpose for existing. This is Aaron's grave sin. This is very different from Moses. Right? Here's how Moses responds to God, because God sees this, right, in the Bible. And God says to Moses, I'm going to destroy these people. I mean, look at these people, these jerks. Right? Look what all I do for them. I'm up here giving you the law. You're going to go down and bring them the most holy thing they've ever seen, these Ten Commandments on these tablets. And they're down there making the golden calf, like, what is this nonsense? And here's how Moses responds. Moses pleads before God, right? This is according to the Bible. And says, why, O Lord, should your anger be kindled against your people, whom you have brought up from the land of Egypt with great power and with a strong hand? Why should the Egyptians say, he brought them out with evil intent to kill them in the mountains and to annihilate them from upon the face of the earth? Retreat from the heat of your anger. Reconsider the evil intended for your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your very self, and to whom you said, I will multiply your seed like the stars of heaven, and all this land which I said that I would give to your seed, they shall keep it as their possession forever. Right? What Moses is saying is that God's honor is at stake. Right? Moses' chief concern here is that the Jewish people cannot exist without their God. And when God threatens to remove his presence from Israel and use an angel instead to take the people to Israel, Moses demurs. Aaron is concerned with preserving life. Moses knows that the people have to come around to the right answer. Right? So Moses never would have acceded to the people's request. Moses would have said, stick it. Moses would have told the people the truth, that you can't substitute a fake God for a real God, and that God is not going to live with your sin, nor is he going to excuse your sin. And this has some relevance to today's discussion. And the fact is, here's what we deserve from our leaders. We deserve the truth. It may be unpopular. It may get our leaders in trouble. Our leaders may not win re-election if they tell us the truth. We deserve the truth. And not only and it's not about us deserving the truth. It's about the truth being the purpose of politics and human communication. It's about the truth being the only thing that is going to allow us to retain our morality and our decency in a grave and serious time. Okay, we don't need leaders who are simply going to tell people what they want to hear. We don't need leaders who are playing politics. We don't need leaders who are acting on the will of the people. That's not what we need. We need people who are going to speak ultimate truth to people. That's the story of the golden calf. Aaron should have said to the people, listen, you do this and you're violating every reason you're brought out of Egypt. You do this and you sacrifice your souls. You do this and you betray the reason that God chose you in the first place. Whether Moses comes down from that mountain or not, you are not allowed to violate the chief precepts of your reason for being. Okay, telling the people the truth is not... Put aside what the people deserve. People deserve whatever the people get. But put that aside. What actually people need, what they need, is truth. So at this time, above all else, I urge everybody to engage in the pursuit of truth and the speaking of truth. And that means speaking to people about what they need to do at this time. It means not hiding the numbers. It means if it's scary, it's scary. But we can all get through this together so long as we base what we do on the truth. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. And just in the last few moments, the House has overwhelmingly passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. This is a still-developing story to find out exactly what this covers, the nuts and bolts of this. But again, the yeas are 363, the nays 40. So overwhelmingly, the House has passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. New York opened its first drive-through coronavirus testing center Friday in the hard-hit suburb of New Rochelle, New York. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that the drive-through testing setup in New Rochelle is relatively quick, just 15 minutes per car.
You drive in your car, and the medical staff comes to you, does the test, takes the swabs, and then you pull out. The swabs get sent to a laboratory.
New York has 325 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus, with 148 of them in New Rochelle and in Westchester County. Venezuela has confirmed its first two cases of the coronavirus. Here's correspondent Keith Peters with the story.
That is deepening anxiety in a crisis-stricken nation where many hospitals lack basics such as water and soap and struggle to treat even basic ailments. The government delivered the news that Venezuelans feared was coming. A 52-year-old man who had recently traveled from Spain and a 41-year-old woman who had returned from a trip through the U.S., Italy, and Spain were diagnosed with the virus. Schools across Venezuela immediately closed a day after President Nicolas Maduro suspended flights with Europe and Colombia in an attempt to ward off the illness. Keith Peters reporting.
Wall Street roared back from its worst day in 30 years Friday, a broad rally that sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average nearly 2,000 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain, too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts here.
More sporting events are being shelved because of the COVID-19 coronavirus. We hear more from correspondents. Ed Donahue.
The Masters will not be played at Augusta National the first week of April. There's no indication when it will be played. The Boston Marathon is scheduled for the middle of next month, but Mayor Marty Walsh says it's being moved to September 14th.
Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus.
The mayor says the 2013 marathon bombings helped prepare the city to deal with the coronavirus.
We are Boston strong. And that's what we will be again this year. In the face of this crisis and Marathon Monday, we are going to continue to lead in the country.
The Boston Marathon has never been canceled outright since its first running in 1897. I'm Ed Donahue.
News and analysis at townhall.com. The EU will put health screening procedures in place at their borders to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but say nations must coordinate so people can still get quickly or get medical care quickly.
With Italy at the epicenter of Europe's outbreak, neighboring Austria and Slovenia moved to restrict traffic at their borders, raising questions about the movement of food and medical equipment. But other nations, like the Czech Republic and Poland, are taking action too. Preliminary checks for signs of infection could be done at borders between the 26 nations that make up the Passport-free Schengen area, but also at the EU's external borders and within individual countries. Travel bans have become more extensive worldwide in recent days. For most people, the coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thunderstorms and flooding around Egypt entered a second day Friday. The death toll rose to 21. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
Happy Friday the 13th, everyone. Hey, what could go wrong? Really, I'm not very stitious. I'm not superstitious. I'm maybe a little bit stitious. But for Friday the 13th to fall in the middle of all of this, kind of perfect. We're expecting Wall Street to come roaring back today. We shall see. I love how they can predict what Wall Street's going to do before it opens. Everybody knows. They all talk to each other and leak it to the press and say what's going to happen. You know ahead of time. Buy low, sell high, as I understand it. I don't know a lot about the subject, but buy low, sell high has always been a pretty good rule. The Democrats are very excited. They love a bad economy when there's a Republican in the White House and it's an election year. So, you know, every now and then they find a silver lining instead of finding the cloud around the silver lining, as they so often do. Well, good Friday and welcome. We are at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. And the big, big story today, the big, big story is, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that there was rampant voter suppression in the Democrats' own Michigan primary that led to Bernie Sanders losing because the party is so corrupt that even AOC thinks they're running a third world banana boat operation across the country in their own primaries. All right, that's not really the big story of the day, but it's kind of a fun story of the day because she is, you know, she's just perky as all get out, and she was on the Brett Baer show last night. Normally, she says, as a matter of principle, she doesn't appear on the Fox News Channel because, you know, too many truths get out there, so they don't want that. However, today there were a couple of untruths that I caught on the Fox News Channel this morning. First, at the open of their 6 a.m. hour, Steve Ducey seemed to be saying that in America, we've run out of hospital beds because of the coronavirus. Is that pretty much what he said? I think it's what he said. And then Geraldo Rivera, you know, he's a good old reliable Geraldo. He went on the television this morning and he said, here's the test for the coronavirus. If you want to find out if you have the coronavirus, you inhale, and if you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, then you don't have the coronavirus. And if you can't hold your breath for 10 seconds, I guess you do have the coronavirus. Now, I don't believe that's actually a legitimate test for the coronavirus, nor should anyone believe that that's a legitimate test for the coronavirus. It's very silly to suggest. I'm not a medical professional. I don't run. I'm not Dr. Anthony Fauci. I don't go to work at National Institutes of Health every day. But I'm pretty sure that's not a legitimate test for the coronavirus. I'm just saying here don't think that that's the test for the coronavirus. Even though Geraldo, award-winning journalist, on the Fox News Channel nationally broadcast, that's just not the case. And Steve Ducey said American doctors struggling to find enough hospital beds for all the... And I don't believe either one of those things to be true. You actually have both of those at the ready, don't you? Let's, at the 6 a.m. hour, I just want to, you know, get rid of some stuff that isn't true that's being reported. And MSNBC and CNN, they report everything pretty much that they report is untrue. They don't know the difference, as it turns out, between truth and not truth. But here's Steve Ducey this morning at 6 a.m. Here am I. Get up bright and early, dark and early, to better serve you, our beloved audience. And Steve Ducey opened the 6 a.m. show this way.
This is a Fox News alert at 6 o'clock here in New York City.
It's an alert.
American doctors are struggling to find enough test kits and hospital beds to keep up with the coronavirus surge in patients.
Yeah, no, that's really, American doctors are struggling to come up with enough hospital beds for all of the coronavirus patients? That is so far from true that whoever wrote that should probably be quarantined for several weeks, because that is just not true. That is false. That is hysteria-inducing falsehoods. It's just the idea that you go around and say things like that without just like, oh, really? Is there an article that says, is there a study? Is there a hospital? Do you have somebody saying that? And the answer is no. Nobody said test kits, yes. But then to throw in hospital beds, you know, a little creative writing from the morning crew at the Fox News Channel. A little later on this morning, then Geraldo, you know, the great journalist Geraldo Rivera, came out on the television. I don't know if he was on the set, but I think he was elsewhere. And he said, oh, no, look, a lot of people are getting the coronavirus, but here's how you can test for the coronavirus. This is like the stuff of voodoo. People who come up with stuff like this normally live on the sides of mountains under triple canopy leafy cover and speak in clicks and bang on logs to communicate with people. Here's Geraldo's tests for the coronavirus.
You don't want everybody running to get a test if they're asymptomatic. You want people, if you know you've got a fever or if you can't hold your breath for 10 seconds. Everyone should do that. Hold your breath for 10 seconds. If you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, then you don't have this disease.
Yeah, you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, then you're probably good to go. All right, let's all do it together now, like Geraldo suggested. That's just great stuff. That's great. Here's, in fact, the Associated Press with the headline, "Ability to hold your breath 10 seconds is not a test for coronavirus." I think Piercy's holding his breath. You let me know how long. You got that was 10 seconds? That looked like a lot of strain for 10 seconds. You need to start doing some jumping jacks or something. So, "Ability to hold your breath for 10 seconds is not a test for coronavirus," is the headline. The Associated Press. I'm going to go with the Associated Press on this one. "Claim there is a simple self-check that can be done every morning." So you get up every morning. Ah, greet the morning. Ah, ah, ah. Hold your breath for 10 seconds. Ah, I'm corona-free for another day. I'm embarrassed by what the news media puts out, and those are just two examples. There are many more examples as well. And then there's the fact that a whole lot of people have already had the coronavirus, tested positive, gone through the thing, and now they're fine. And in fact, we're told that, and this is kind of a weird statistic too, you've probably heard it already, that 80% of people that actually contract the coronavirus will have mild symptoms. You'll feel a little cruddy. I think the cruddy is something that people say. And you might have a case of the crud for a little while. And then at the end, you're all better. And it turns out, after you have your symptoms start to diminish, you're no longer communicating the disease to other people as well, the virus to other people as well. And this is, we're learning as we go because it's a new sensation. It's hey, 19, and everybody's going crazy about the new sensation. I got to say, I ran into the Peapod guy. You know what it is, the Peapod? The Peapod? They are the food delivery, the grocery store delivery people from the giant food store. I know Safeway has the same thing. I don't know what they call it. Giant calls it the Peapod. And they have delivery vans, trucks that come to your home and deliver. You go online and order your food. And I ran into it. I saw the Peapod truck, and I sort of chuckled in my neighborhood. And I went over to the back of the truck, and the guy was in the back of the truck. He's loading stuff up. And I said, man, I guess you're going to be a little busy for a while, huh? And the guy was already shell-shocked. He threw his hands up in the air and his eyebrows up in the air and his mouth hanging up. And he said, "It's already crazy." And I'm sure it is. It's already crazy because people are living in a state of abject horror, of terror. And then how do you know when the Peapod guy delivers your food whether he's okay? Because what if he's got the dread virus? And, I'm working on new names because, you're not allowed to call it the Chinese coronavirus, because that's politically incorrect. We know this to be politically. The left has declared that you cannot call it the Chinese coronavirus because, it came from China. You might call it the Chinese corona. Because coronavirus is not the only example of the coronavirus. There have been many coronaviruses. It's a category of virus, which is why they call it COVID-19. It's like coronavirus D-19. So, because people that do this for a living, they attach descriptors that work for them in a laboratory setting. Then the news media tries to adopt them, and they're generally not very good at learning, the news media people. But you can't call it the Chinese coronavirus, and you certainly can't call it the Wuhan. It comes from a region Wuhan, where there's a Chinese biological facility, but pay no attention to that. Oh, by the way, the Chinese are now blaming the United States for bringing the virus to China in October during a military-to-military exchange and athletic competition. And now Chinese officials are saying, oh, the Americans brought it to China and poured it out like cockroaches on a plate at a restaurant or something and gave it to them. And so the communists are, of course, blaming us. And now, that's not a surprise. That's to be expected because they're communists, and this is what communists do. They kill people and lie, and they steal stuff and then break everything that's left. That's see the 20th century, if you don't, you don't have to take my word for it. But if you don't believe me, just read about the 20th century, and there it is. So they're blaming the United States of America for this. But the reality is we now have 40 people in the United States have died as a result of the coronavirus. And the numbers are expected to go up. It's not like it's over or anything. We now have, according to the people that track it, 1,600-plus cases, say 1,600 to 1,700 known cases. But we do have this problem with no testing kits because everybody would like to have a box of testing kits at home, like it's an early pregnancy test or something like that. And I'd like to make a couple of notes about that. You know, everybody, like all of us, we were at the, almost all of us, we were at the CPAC conference a couple of weeks ago now. And one person at the CPAC later tested positive for the coronavirus. So then you have to start looking who came into contact. Did you meet the person? Did you shake their hand? Did they cough in your face? Did they sneeze? Did you inhale their sneeze? And, you know, start looking at things like this. You know, how many people do we know? Do we know anybody that has tested positive for the but we don't know anybody who's been tested, you see, and that's the thing. So a lot of people came into contact. And I've got to say, you know, I know the left is yelling about the test kits and all that, but we're a couple weeks into this. I'd like to see America doing a better job of stepping up on this. There is a Swiss company called Roche, which has come up with a new its apparatus that can be used to test, and they can test thousands of people a day and come up with the results very quickly. And I'd like to see America step up our game on this because, you know, you get some time, there's wiggle room, it's new, and you need to invent things and bring them about. But we're America. Let's get going. It would be good if people who have been in the room could get tested, you know. I'm not too worried about it. I'm watching my coughing and my, you know, your various symptoms. I'm keeping an eye on it for myself and my best girl. I know a lot of people. You are, too. I'm looking at Michael Piercy. I know he is, too. He looks fit as a fiddle. You look healthy. You look healthier than usual. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you have it. You just make sure it gives you that glow. Maybe you're pregnant. I don't know. Maybe he's not hungover today. That could be it right there. That could be it right there, too. But if we had test kits available, I can tell you I'm showing no symptoms. My best girl showing no symptoms. But I'd go buy some kits, and I'd give them a try. Right? If you could go down to the CVS or the Walgreens and just buy a box full of test kits, I think that not only would a lot of people buy them. See, and there is a market incentive here, obviously, because you would sell, in the United States alone, I think you'd sell 1 billion of them. And, you know, if they're $10 each or $20 each, I think you'd sell 1 billion of them. They're $30 each, 750 million of them, and because that's how capitalism works. You've got to explain this to Democrats as you go. The better price point it is, the more you're going to sell. It's beyond Nancy Pelosi and the gang. But if you could go buy them, I'd buy a box. So I would have tested myself twice already. Not because I'm worried, just because I would have tested myself. And that's why, and this is a perfect example, because I would have gone and bought them, and I have no symptoms, but I was in a room, a huge room, where presumably just a huge room, where a guy who tested positive was. Now, if we had the tests available, and you just buy them over the counter, you would have sold. We're 330 million people in this country, right? Everybody gets tested twice. That's basically 700 million tests, right? We're coming up on 700 million. And then you go three times, and we're talking like 700, a billion test packets that we could sell within a couple of weeks, I think. Probably a week. But we don't have 1 billion of them. We have a small number. And that's why they're keeping them for people who have symptoms, rather than everybody who's just curious about whether. It's like those drunk driving tests you can get now and, like, breathe into the little home breathalyzers. It's kind of like that. But it's different, of course. 40 dead, 1,600-plus infected in the United States of America. 80% of the people that contract the virus have only mild symptoms. 20% have less mild symptoms. And according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, a fatality rate of about 1%, which is 10 times that of the common flu, according to Fauci. And it's still 1%. So how are you reacting? How are the people around you responding? How is everyone responding at work, in the neighborhood, in the family, at the grocery store? 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Lehman, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ. What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Gold is on a run, again. The coronavirus is the last straw, breaking world economies. Investors are heading for safe havens to avoid losing their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. And that's sending gold prices up and up. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-545-2525 now to protect and grow your assets with physical gold. American Bullion. 800-545-2525.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day. Global turmoil. But these international events have kept interest rates low. At Cash Call Mortgage, we've responded by dropping our already low interest rates even more this year. If you have a mortgage interest rate above 2.99%, call us today and see how much you can save. Working with one of those big banks can be frustrating. Give us a call instead. It only takes a few minutes and all our quotes are free. We're a direct lender and can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. Now is the time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. So refinance with Cash Call Mortgage. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-269-3411. That's 800-269-3411. 800-269-3411.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
There was a doctor on Capitol Hill yesterday predicted that between 70 million Americans and 150 million Americans will contract the coronavirus inside the United States. I wonder, they get their information from Joe Biden, 150 million Americans killed with guns since 2007 or whatever that was. That was good stuff. Now, keeping in mind that 80% are expected would be expected to have mild symptoms. Also, don't believe whatever the last guy said, just as a rule for a living. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mary calling from Alexandria, Virginia. Mary, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Three quick points.
Yes.
I'm a teacher, high school teacher. I'm extremely concerned about high schoolers with nothing to do for this length of time. They're also going to be get very behind on their curriculum. My second point is, in the fall, into the winter, several of my students, several friends of mine, got an upper respiratory illness. Some of them had a cough that hung on for a long time, but most of them symptoms were mild. We now find out that China hid this probably for several months. So the question becomes, were people already infected and yet we didn't declare a pandemic? Thirdly, I don't necessarily agree with Fauci's percentages about the flu. Uh-huh. I do think they are much higher when you look at the elderly population, which he is also including overall with the coronavirus, 1%.
Yeah, and for the regular flu, you're saying 0.1%, and you don't subscribe to that number, I take it.
Not a bit.
Okay, all right. Well, epidemiology goes public.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with a peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stand by. Sometimes you just have to, you can't just, see, give it a little scream. Congressional doctor predicts 70 million to 150 million U.S. coronavirus cases. Well, let's just take that for a moment. This is CNBC reporting this, that the doctor in question said this in a closed-door meeting. So it was leaked by Democrats who are seeking to create more hysteria because it serves their political interests. Up to 150 million Americans are expected to contract the coronavirus, congressional doctor says, according to CNBC. Dr. Brian Monahan, the attending physician of Congress and the U.S. Supreme Court, said he expects 70 million to 150 million people in the U.S. to become infected with COVID-19, NBC News reported Wednesday. You know, NBC News reports a lot of stuff that's fake. And this is one of the problems that we're we're having as a culture right now is the boy who cried wolf thing. I know the other day it was the another children's story, the emperor has no clothes. But there's the boy who cried, and I've talked about the boy who cried wolf thing, too. But the news media all day, every day, and many of the Democrats and other politicians as well, are constantly fanning the flames of crazy on one subject after another. It's a regular feature of American life that there is a constant crisis. We're all in crisis since Donald Trump was elected president. The news media has been in full-throated crisis mode every hour of every day ever since. The president is a Soviet agent working for Vladimir Putin. He's been compromised. He's in the Oval Office. He's a spy, a foreign agent. I mean, this is literally a story for like 2 years, every hour of every day. It was completely false, as it turns out, according to Mueller and his team of Democrat donors. And when everything is breaking news and everything's hysterical, oh my God, there's a fish in a fishbowl and a child was frightened and everything is DEFCON stupid all day long, every day. Then when an actual crisis comes along, everybody is just exhausted from the fake crises, and we're kind of, you know, we're fatigued, we're exhausted from the fake adrenaline that the Democrats have been feeding into our culture since Hillary Clinton lost on Election Day in 2016. And the media is so corrupt and so fake and so stupid and so dishonest and so ratings driven that everything is breaking news. Everything's a crisis. Everything has music and a spinning graphic and a stunned anchor person telling you with shock in their voice that something dramatic has just happened. And then something dramatic finally happened. And you guys have no credibility. Nobody believes you. And then, you know, even Fox is going on saying doctors have no beds left in the United States of America. And Geraldo says, if you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, that you don't have the coronavirus. So our media is not trustworthy. It's not honest. And honestly, it's an embarrassment. Nobody's looking for the truth and nobody's looking to calm things down. They're looking to create hysteria, I guess, for ratings. It's just it becomes second nature after X number of years. You just come in and that's what you do and you say whatever and nobody ever fact checks you and, you know, if you're a lefty. And it's just terrible. But honestly, and then what are the Democrats doing? Nancy Pelosi apparently tried to weasel in abortion language into the latest, because, you know, and President Trump yesterday said it's typical of the Democrats. They turn it into a Christmas tree. Every bill the Democrats want to go through, they love abortion more than life itself. Now, we're worried about Americans dying from the coronavirus, and she's trying to weasel language in that would free up $1 billion or something for overseas abortions or taxpayer money for abortions. And it's, you know, you guys, can you just be apolitical for 5 seconds? And the answer is absolutely not. 100% impossible. There's just no possibility. Now, here's a spending bill, and they're trying to slip stuff in that they've wanted to get in for years and years but can't through the Democratic process. So they try to sneak it in like weasels, like creeps. And then they get caught and they lie about it and then they laugh. And it's that Nancy Pelosi, you have this Nancy Pelosi soundbite that's berserk. I don't even know what she's trying to say because she's slurring her speech and losing her train of thought and using weird words. But here's Nancy Pelosi, I guess, trying to talk about the coronavirus or something, but I don't know. She should have lunch with Joe Biden. They both ordered, and when the food came, they'd forgot what they ordered and eat each other's lunches or some. Pelosi trying to make sense of something.
Let me just get back to testing. So very important.
Very important.
To take inventory, to understand the epidemiological the spread of the virus.
What is she, like a sophomore in high school? I lost my thought, and then I fell down a flight of stairs. My brain has fallen, and it can't get up. This is the leadership of the United States government, of the Democratic Party. Aren't they amazing?
Understand the admit the epidemiological the spread of the virus.
I guess epidemiological is the word that tripped her up. Tee-hee, tee-hee. And all the media, they tee-hee along with her. They giggle along with her. And amazing. So here's Dr. Brian Monahan. He's the attending physician to the Congress and the Supreme Court. He says 75 million to 150 million. Now, keep in sight. Let's see. What is 1% of 150? Go with Dr. Anthony Fauci. His 1% mortality rate, fatality rate of the coronavirus. If 150 million people are infected, 1% is 1.5 million people. So if said, and it's 700,000 with 70 million people, if that's 1%. And, you know, and that would be a lot of people. That would be a lot of people. That would be the biggest epidemic since the Spanish flu in 1918, 1919. And that would be really big. Now, Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and again, I can't believe people don't know who Fauci is. I find that surprising because the guy's been at the forefront. When he was a young hotshot doctor in his 30s, the HIV/AIDS virus was breaking out in the 1980s, and Fauci was the point man on that for years. And he's been the point man on these matters, epidemiological matters, and these viral matters ever since. And I know everything's political now. I got to say, I think Fauci's a pretty steady, apolitical, level-headed guy. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. And yesterday he's talking about what they're trying to do here in the United States. And he used his hands to describe it because he's Italian, you know. And he used his hands to describe what he thinks is going on and what we ought to be doing. And in doing so, he held up his, I guess, his right hand, and he held it over screen right, so to his left. And he did like a karate hand, like karate chop, and waved his hand across a flat line across with his karate chop hand. And he said, here's the flat line. Here's, you know, this is a flat line. This is no virus. And he says, what we've seen in China, and it go about halfway across, and then your hand goes up, 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 like you're creating a mountain with your hand, and it comes down, 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 and then it flatlines again, right? And he says, so here's how the virus will play out, how it's played out in China and in Korea and elsewhere, where they're ahead of us on the curve here, right? And he says, so it goes and there's this peak and then it starts to diminish. And we're already seeing it diminish in China and in Korea, South Korea. And we don't know what's going on in North Korea because they're communists and they lie and they lie and they lie. But they are the hermit kingdom and they're a closed society. So really, they're doing social distancing. They've been doing social distancing since 1945 in North Korea. It may come in handy this time, but I doubt it. And Fauci then said, and here's what we're trying to do. And he did the same thing with his hand again, started over screen right from his left shoulder, coming across. And he said, we're trying to hold that mountain down. We're trying to depress that bulge, you know, in the population of people that are going to get the virus in order to reduce the number of infections, reduce the number of deaths. And in doing so, we're kind of canceling everything. And for the moment, okay, all right. College is being canceled. School is being canceled. Washington, D.C., the mayor, Muriel Bowser of Sha-na-na, announced today that as of Monday, there will be no school in Washington, D.C. It probably doesn't make a lot of difference. Kids probably learn more not going, but I'm just guessing. I can't say with 100% certainty. And Harvard, they send everybody home. Wherever they come from, they send them home. And colleges, universities holding classes online. Nobody's showing up. Maryland, the governor there, Larry Hogan, a middle-of-the-road Republican, he closed down all the schools in the state. And then that creates issues because Michael Piercy lives in Maryland. He has a child, a four-year-old son named Max, and a great kid. Now, what do you do when the schools are closed? Do the parents, you know, and other people, Silicon Valley people were very quick, the big dot-com companies, to say, we're going to hold all our meetings online now. No more meetings and no more flying around the country. So it'll also cut down on the spread of STDs around the country, which is helpful as well. And we're seeing a lot of change. The NCAA, you know, March Madness, canceled. Canceled. The NBA canceled for now this season. The Major League Baseball delaying getting rid of preseason spring training and delaying the start of the official season by weeks, and then they're playing it by ear. The grocery store in my neighborhood yesterday was like Calcutta before the monsoon. That's a city in India for, is that probably racist because it's not a city in America. It's Calcutta before the monsoon, and I can see the traffic is lighter, automobile traffic in the roads, lighter, and foot traffic in my neighborhood, lots of restaurants and things, much lighter, noticeably lighter, and restaurants are screaming and yelling that people aren't coming out because people are afraid, and businesses are in a very bad place. I don't know what the response is. How we're all supposed to respond to that? I mean, there are a couple of restaurants. I think I'll probably keep going to restaurants, but I did suggest to some friends yesterday, and this might be a good idea for the nation. In the age of the Chinese Wuhan death gel plague, here's an idea. Today's Friday. Start arranging happy hours at your friend's house or at your house for your friends. And say, so if you're not feeling good, don't come. But if you're fine, hey, we're having a happy hour at my house. See? And this is great. Oh, look, see? Victoria's on it already. You were already doing this, weren't you? Because Paddy's Day, it's a prolonged Paddy's Day celebration. I know someone who has jury duty on Paddy's Day. You think people are showing up for jury duty? They're going to cancel jury duty and just let all the criminals go? It's D.C. That's probably what will happen. But having happy hour at your friend's house as a way of kind of celebrating everything, and laughing in the face of the Chinese Wuhan death. And I, you know, because you're not allowed to say China or Chinese or Wuhan, according to lefties, because it's racist. Ilhan Omar says that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, called it the Chinese coronavirus. And Ilhan Omar, who's a racist and an anti-Semite, tweeted at him, "Viruses don't have nationalities. This is racist." You know, the sun coming up is racist to these racists, but I mean, I laugh at them. This woman is obviously a terrible, horrible joke that's being played on the country by Satan or someone. But because they're not very bright, and the list continues to grow. You know, we could call it the Kung Flu. Do you think she'd prefer Kung Flu? And I'm working on a new name for it too, which I think might catch on. The Wuhan Red Death. What do you think? Wuhan Red Death might be a good moniker for the plague, for the Chinese plague, or just the Chinese plague for short. What do you think? I'm still working on it, but I think that the Wuhan Red Death kind of captures everything. See, that's where it's from, and they're communists. See, that's the, because they Red China, because they're communists, and they lied about it, and there was a cover-up, and then they lied about it more, and now they're lying about it again and saying it started in the U.S. and that we gave it to them. Which is kind of amusing, but only in a communist sort of way. So the Kung Flu, I guess you probably wouldn't like that, and maybe the Wuhan Red Death and the Chinese Plague probably wouldn't like that. But how about Ebola? You know, Ebola is named for the Ebola River in the Congo, which is where the Ebola virus came from. Can we stop using that? There's the Lone Star Tick. Are you familiar with the Lone Star Tick? It's a horrible, vicious thing. A friend of mine in Virginia was bitten by a Lone Star Tick. It has a white spot on the back, and it bites you. It ruins your life. You can no longer eat whole categories of foods for the rest of your life and stuff. It ruins you, this Lone Star Tick. But it's named after the Lone Star State, Texas. And I don't think there is MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, the Spanish flu, of course, the Hong Kong flu. There's Lyme disease, Lyme, Connecticut, Legionnaire's disease. I don't think that is Rocky Mountain fever. Got Rocky Mountain. It's not Rocky Mountain High. Rocky Mountain fever. All these things are named for the geographic locations from which they came or something thereabouts. Legionnaire's disease from a Legionnaire's conference, a convention where the disease was first discovered. But Legionnaire or Legionnaire's disease. And so all those are named after. But when these people, I guess they're just on the payroll of the communist Chinese, Ilhan Omar and these media people, because it's completely ridiculous that they say you can't call it these things because they're word burners. And I don't really put up with word burners. I respond badly to word burners. So I kind of, my tendency is to get in their face and to call it the Wuhan Red Death. Wait a minute, she was at CPAC? We've got to talk to her. All right. We've got a great deal of stuff coming up. And don't panic. We have audio from people that have had the virus and so on. I want you to listen to it.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Thirty-six days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates, so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now, pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes, but Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates, so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Wiggins, a teacher in Gilmore City Bradgate School District in Iowa. Thanks to a science, technology, engineering, and math grant sponsored by Bear Fund, we renovated an old locker room into a monarch butterfly incubator, providing students with access to innovative technology that engages and inspires them. I encourage farmers to nominate a school district to apply for a $15,000 Grow Rural Education Grant by visiting americasfarmers.com.
Furnished by Bayer Fund.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
All right, let's go right to the telephone. Let's go to Aaron, calling from Manassas, Virginia. Aaron, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
I'm splendid. Thank you very much. What can you tell me?
Well,
Go right ahead.
Okay. I was at CPAC for 4 days. I was a volunteer.
Okay.
Actually, I spoke with you that while I was there. I was running past Radio Row, and I said, hi, Chris. I'm Aaron from Manassas. Listen to you every day. My 4 days at the Gaylord, I stayed at the Gaylord and was there constantly. So when I heard, the news that somebody from CPAC had tested positive, I thought, oh, that's wonderful, great.
Right, right.
And so then on last Friday, which was right after that news had come out, I, started feeling icky, didn't really think much of it. And then by Saturday, my husband said, we really need to go to the hospital because, you have 102.6 fever and we really need to go to the hospital. So we're military, so we went to Belvoir, and, first you walked in and said, hey, put a mask on, I need a mask, wash your hands. And I mentioned CPAC, and that's when I learned not everybody knows what CPAC is. So we went through the whole flu thing. They did the flu testing and stuff, and as I was sitting in the ER, I got a text from a friend saying, hey, check your email from CPAC. And so then I opened up my emails from CPAC from Matt Flapp and, ACU and stuff saying, hey, announcing everything. So then I went back to the little triage lady and I said, hey, I just got this email and I could have been exposed to the coronavirus.
Aaron, I'm going to have to ask you to hang on so you can finish your story. Can I ask you to hang on so you can finish your story? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Hang right in there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.